Lansing Lugnuts Baseball is on the air. Hello and welcome in to Jackson Field in Michigan State Capitol. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. So good to have you along with me. Today, the Lugnuts look to make it to 4-0, but they have to do so against the other 3-0 team in the Midwest League, the West Michigan Whitecaps. Ben Shockley is here by my side. The Lugnuts coming off a sweep of the Great Lakes Loons, and on the other side, the West Michigan Whitecaps conducted a sweep of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. So both of these teams are flying high, but for the Lugnuts, they're flying home after the Great Lakes Loons flew into Dow Diamond, and the Lugnuts swept them by the final scores of 4-3, 4-1, and 4-2. The pitching was dominant, and the first rounders were outstanding. Max Muncy and Daniel Susak. And with that, let me welcome in Ben Shockley from Michigan State University. Ben, what are you looking forward to seeing tonight?
I'm looking forward to watching two undefeated teams looking to continue some early season success tonight. Lansing's going to have the home field advantage, which is going to be big. Two teams that have pitched well, and they've also seen the ball really well, getting deep in counts. And that's been really important to both of these offenses, seeing a lot of pitches, getting a lot of hitters up to the plate.
When it comes to pitchers, we have not seen either of these starting pitchers yet this year. It's the 2023 debuts of the lefty Jack O'Loughlin for West Michigan, and for the Lugnuts, the right-hander Christian Fernandez, though Fernandez did start against Michigan State in the Crosstown Showdown presented by Delta Dental last week. Let's say you're a pitcher, you're coming off spring training, it's your first outing of the year. You can't expect too much. Where should expectations be?
Well, we probably won't see a high pitch count. That's the first thing. When you're coming off spring training, you're getting that arm warmed up going into a long season. And especially with young guys at this level, you're working the most innings you've ever worked in your life. So getting up to those 100 innings, 125, 150 on the season, that's going to be big for the development of these guys. Get those arms stronger as we go deeper and deeper into the season.
Strong arm was the case on Sunday for the Lugnuts starter Jack Perkins. He fired five hitless innings. He struck out six. He set the tone. The pitching staff coming off that series at Great Lakes, a 1.61 ERA, and the Loons batted just 1.49. If you're looking at the Whitecaps, their pitching ERA, 1.0. They allowed three runs in 27 innings to Fort Wayne.
Yes, stingy. Very stingy on defense. Stingy, not allowing them to get deep in the counts. West Michigan played some great defense in that series, too. A lot of top prospects on this West Michigan team, and hoping to impress, get to Erie as soon as possible.
Well, let's talk about those top prospects, because there's Jace Young right at the top of the order. There's Isaac Pacheco batting in the middle part of the order.
Yeah, Jace Young going to be a big thing for Tigers fans to watch his development this year. Really excited to watch him. Isaac Pacheco, you mentioned as well. Roberto Campos comes, he's got a beautiful swing, hoping to see him connect with some balls. And, of course, Jackson Jobe, a big story, too. The number one prospect in the Tigers system, going to be out for 3 to 5 months with a back injury.
So we'll see. Hopefully it's closer to three rather than five. On the other side for the Lansing Lugnuts, Max Muncy and Daniel Susak. Okay, the first rounders in 2021 and 2022. How are you going to begin things? Pretty well.
Absolutely. Living up to that big draft pedigree. Muncy shares a name with a current major leaguer.
And a birthday.
And he's hoping to join him in the big show, and it looks like he's hoping to join him soon.
There's another connection between these two teams. Austin Murr of the Whitecaps and Johnny Butler of the Lugnuts were teammates at NC State. They live together, they train together in the offseason, and earlier today, I caught up with Johnny Butler. Joined by Lugnuts outfielder Johnny Butler, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. What did you take away from last season?
Seeing pitching every day and knowing what it takes to get through an entire full season of pro ball, you know, what it does to your body. I know I didn't get to play as many games as I would have liked due to a couple injuries, but, like, I think I know how to take care of my body now after seeing a lot of guys go through it and knowing, you know, myself too.
I think I remember one of the injuries was just you diving headlong for a fly ball in the outfield, right? That feels fluky to me.
Yeah, I don't know what happened there. It felt like pretty normal, you know. Been diving in the outfield about my whole life and, you know, just must have landed a little funky on the left shoulder there.
How did you attack the off season?
You know, I gave myself a good amount of time to rest, you know, a couple weeks off to rest, but then, you know, just everything I had, you know, I really want to make this dream work. I really want to make it to the majors, and, you know, I put everything I had into it.
So how was this spring training compared to previous spring training?
I only had one other spring training, and it was pretty similar. You know, I think there was just a couple different COVID rules that they maybe got rid of a little bit. But other than that, you know, felt pretty much the same.
Did people ask you for advice coming into Lansing because you were here last when it was cold? It's not so cold right now, but, you know, it was cold a little bit in Great Lakes. Do people say, Johnny, you've been there before, what's it going to be like?
Yeah, a little bit. Just told them to, you know, to prepare for it. it's different for sure, you know. The ball's not flying as far. Your body's not going to feel as good in the cold. But I think most people at some point have, you know, felt that cold and, you know a little bit about it.
How did you spend this offseason away from baseball?
You know, I've been getting into golf a lot, so I've been trying to stay, you know, active and not necessarily just laying around when I'm not doing my baseball activity. So that was a big help for that. And, you know, got to spend a lot of time with family and friends.
Bigger strength, a long game or short game?
Short game, but not really.
Mental game.
Yeah, a mental game for sure.
With regards to this team, this was really fun to see how the season opened. What do you make of this team so far?
You know, I'm really excited about it. I think we got a really great group of guys. They're a lot of fun to be around. We're having fun right now. Just hope to keep that going. And if we're, you know, playing loose and playing good, I think we'll be a pretty tough team to beat.
What's Craig Conklin like as a manager compared to Conk as an assistant hitting coach?
You know, he's not that much different, you know. He's the same old Conk. We love him, you know. Just a great guy to have leading us. Can't say enough good things about him.
Is there something that you've learned from him?
You know, just a lot of mental stuff. You know, he's really big on the mental stuff, and I try to take as much as I can away from him as I can. And, yeah.
Offensively, anything mechanically that you've changed, adjusted at the plate?
Not really. Just trying to, you know, keep track of everything that I've learned and, you know, in the past, and just things that I'm maybe struggling with a bit at the time, you know, and just how do I fix that particular thing. Like, you know, I'm missing under balls a lot, so I'm just trying to, you know, sit a little more even through my entire swing, but nothing in particular.
Well, about that, like, you're trying to teach yourself muscle memory, mm-hmm. and yet you're trying to remember all those different adjustments you make. What's the happy medium between the two?
Well, for me, it's, you know, I do all that in the cage, and then when I get out into the game, then it's just gone. See what sticks, know that I put the work in, and trust myself to, you know, compete and have a good at-bat.
Joined by Johnny Butler. As a base stealer, what are the big bases like? We first saw them last year.
You know, maybe I don't notice too much of a difference. You know, maybe it's just a little easier to maybe slide around. You get a little more room to, you know, stick to the outside of the bag. The big thing is, I would say, just the pitch clock in general. I'd say that's a big help as a base stealer.
How is it as a hitter?
I'm fine with it. Sometimes, you know, you could use a little more time. you fall into a trap with the only one, you know, timeout. Some pitchers, you know, if you get in too early and you already use your timeout, they'll try to, you know, stall you out, make you tire yourself out in your stance. So just little things like that to keep in mind. But for the most part, you know, I always kind of want to just get in there and go.
And then lastly, across the field from us is Austin Murr, your NC State teammate. How's it been catching up with him? Do you get to see him in the off season at all?
I actually lived with him in the off season. Yeah, we had a place in Raleigh together and trained at our former school, and great time. Yeah, I mean, I just talked to him for like 20 minutes right when he got to the field. You know, it's always fun to see him play and seeing him healthy. I'm really excited to see what he does this year.
Is your path and his path, do they have parallels?
Yeah. I mean, you know, we both went the JUCO route, him 2 years, me 1 year, and then we both went to NC State, and now playing in the same league here. You know, there are a lot of parallels, yeah.
Johnny, thank you very much for taking the time.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
Lugnuts outfielder Johnny Butler. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, and this is Lugnuts Baseball.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Hon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Starting lineup time. Ed and Bax on the field, the West Michigan Whitecaps. And the Lansing Lugnuts full starting lineups have been announced by the PA announcer, Chris, sitting very comfortably to our left. And the Whitecaps are wearing deep navy uniforms, navy shirts, navy pants, brand new for the season. They've been celebrating their anniversary because the Whitecaps go back to 1994. This is their 30th season. Well, the Whitecaps have doffed their caps. The Lugnuts have, too. And we'll give you those starting nines if we have the opportunity. It is clear that the Whitecaps and the Lugnuts are expecting the national anthem next. We shall see. But if I'm able to fit this in, the Whitecaps will lead off with the shortstop Danny Cerretti. Batting second, the second baseman Chase Young. Hitting third in center field, it's Roberto Campos. Batting fourth, the cleanup hitter is the third baseman Isaac Pacheco. Batting fifth, the catcher Eliezer Alfonso. Right fielder Ben Malgeri will bat sixth. He is off to a splendid start. Batting seventh, the first baseman Dylan Paulson. Heading eighth, the DH Justice Bigby. And rounding off the order, batting ninth. In left field, it's Austin Murr. Cerretti, Young, Campos, Pacheco, Alfonso, Malgeri, Paulson, Bigby, Murr. And they support Jack O'Loughlin. Down to the field, the colors are being presented. Marched out on the first base side, directly beside the Lansing Lugnuts dugout. The managers flank the umpires. The home plate umpire, Daniel, by the way. The first base umpire, Juan Gomez. And the managers in either batter's box. Brian Pena for the Whitecaps in the right-hand batter's box. Craig Conklin for the Lugnuts in the left-hand batter's box. And now the colors presented right in front of them. Down to the field we go.
Executive assistant Michael Media and Admiral David Zur. And please direct your attention to the flag on the left field wall. And join us as we honor America with the singing of our national anthem by Hayden Elizabeth.
Oh,
the anthem sung. And now the colors will be marched off the field to the left of the home plate circle, and then the turn. And the gate is opened up beside the Whitecaps' third base side dugout. The colors retired, and we are just about set for game number 4 in the Lansing Lugnuts' 27th season in existence. The Lugnuts came to the Midwest League in 1996. The Whitecaps had arrived in Comstock Park 2 years earlier than that. The managers are still meeting at home plate with the umpires. They had a couple of things to discuss. Then they were interrupted by the national anthem. They'll keep on talking about matters. I gave you the Whitecaps starting lineup, that being Soretti, Young, Campos, Pacheco, Alfonso, Malgeri, Paulson, Bigby, and Murr in support of O'Loughlin, the Australian southpaw. On the other side for the Lugnuts, the center fielder Caden Trinkle leads off. The third baseman Jack Winkler bats second. Batting third, the shortstop Max Muncy. Heading fourth, the cleanup hitter, catcher Daniel Susak. DH Lázaro Armenteros bats fifth. Heading sixth in left field, Johnny Butler. Batting seventh, the second baseman, A.U. Ripiel Angeles. Heading eighth at first base, Danny Bautista Jr. And then rounding off the nuts order in right field, Junior Perez. That's Trinkle, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, Armenteros, Butler, Angeles, Bautista Jr., and Perez. And they support the Lansing right-hander hailing from Cabimas, Venezuela, Christian Fernandez. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. I'm joined by Ben Shockley. And Ben, I'm going to put you on the spot. Let's name a spotlight player for each of these teams, a hitter to watch out for. And let's begin with West Michigan.
Yeah, for West Michigan, I'm looking out for Ben Malgeri. What a start. You mentioned off to a hot start to the year. Through those first three games, .444 batting average and a pair of home runs, and his OPS over 1.6.
How about on the other side?
And on the other side for the Lugnuts, I'm looking at the first-round pick himself, Max Muncy. That average also up over 400 at 462, and his OPS also at a 1.1. A lot of doubles for Muncy in that opening series. No homers just yet. Maybe we'll see one this series.
It's three games. It is the epitome of small sample size.
Absolutely.
And yet, Malgeri and Muncy, both of them had some time in the Midwest League last year. Ben, when I saw Ben Malgeri last year for West Michigan, I loved his defense. He has come out scorching the baseball. He has more home runs, too, than the Lugnuts have as a unit, 0. But then again, he also has more home runs than the rest of his team because he's the only one on either of these teams with any home runs.
Yeah, like you said, small sample size to work with, but so far this year, we're loving Malgeri's bat. And, of course, you know what you're getting with the glove.
The Lugnuts have taken the field defensively, and they're clad in their home white uniforms. Red crowns to the cap, black brims. Christian Fernandez, the right-hander with a four-pitch repertoire. His fastball's a four-seamer. He doesn't throw a two-seamer. Curveball, slider, changeup. In general, we have looked at the curveball upon as the best of that secondary stuff. In the outfield, behind Fernandez, just going from left field to center field to right, Johnny Butler is in left, Caden Trinkle in center, Junior Perez is in right. Butler made a tremendous catch in the West Michigan series. Meanwhile, Junior Perez showed off the arm. Caden Trinkle was flashing in the very first unofficial game of the Lugnuts year, that against the Michigan State Spartans. Around the infield, Jack Winkler plays third. At shortstop, Max Muncy. Second baseman, A. Ribiel Anales. And at first base, Danny Bautista Jr. He and Winkler have switched off over at first base. Adam Jackson, my broadcast partner on a usual basis, talked to Winkler. I talked to Danny, and both of them told us that they are not regular first basemen, but they're getting the job done. The catcher, Daniel Susak. And let's begin this ball game. There's a wind that is cooling down the 72-degree temperatures. It is 6:05 p.m. as Christian Fernandez throws the rubber from the first base side. And we begin right here. The first pitch. That's down low and in. And ball one to Danny Soretti. Soretti is the only switch hitter in the starting lineup for either one of these teams. Batting from the left side against Fernandez. A 1-0. On the outside corner, called a strike.
Been a good start to the season for Cerretti.
Yeah, definitely. OPS up near 1,000. Love to see that, especially out of the leadoff spot. That's a lot of on base.
Fernandez throws. That's fouled up and away off the left side. That's strike two. Off a fastball from the right-hander. Danny Cerretti acquired by the Detroit Tigers as a sixth rounder last year. 22 years of age. The pitch on its way. High and outside. And the count is even. Cerretti, two for his first eight. Plus a walk, a double, a triple. The deal. He lifts this one foul and out of play off to the left side. After all the talk about the sun, we have ourselves a thick cloud cover above us. Center fielder Trenkel, maybe a step or so to right center, and now he walks back to his right. He's nearly playing straight away. Break even. Outside. Fastball for ball three. Shortstop Muncy just stretching it out. Third baseman Winkler way off his line. Second baseman Angeles goes for a walk. Payoff pitch. Smacked on the air. Center field. There's Trenkel back to his left to make the catch. Didn't have to wander all that far. One batter, one gone.
Had him played pretty much perfectly out there in center.
And now the batter, Jace Young. Ben, what do you think of these West Michigan Whitecaps uniforms?
I gotta say, I'm loving them. I grew up in the Grand Rapids area, watched a lot of Whitecaps baseball, and just reminds me of that time, you know, before 2010. I like it.
12th overall pick in last year's draft takes a called strike from Fernandez. There's no score. One batter into the top of the first inning. Young bats left. Fernandez throws. Ripped on a line down the right field line. It's foul.
Missed a home run by a matter of feet there, but just a loud strike for Young.
If he's a little later, watch out.
Oh, yeah.
There's that great power.
Definitely ready to see something and turn on it. Low 90s fastball from Fernandez.
Jace Young, the great star out of Texas Tech. And 0-2. Swing and a miss. He's gone. The fastball by him. First strike out for Fernandez. The razor's edge, right? Could be 1-0 West Michigan. As it is, two outs, nobody on.
Absolutely. Comes a few feet away from putting a big run on the scoreboard and instead, back to the dugout.
And now the batter, Roberto Campos, takes a ball low. And Jace Young, 35 home runs his last 2 years combined with Texas Tech. It will not take him long, you expect, to get his first home run this year. Campos fouls this pitch out of play on the right side. Ball at a strike on the native of Cuba. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Right-hander against right-hander. First purely right-handed batter for Fernandez to face. Time is called. Hang on just a second. Fernandez has started his windup. And the home plate umpire, by the way, was trying to figure out, let me let everybody know the time is called. Now let me hide behind the catcher, Susek. Let me not be in harm's way. 1-1. Fouled straight into the netting.
Yeah, weird time call there. Looks like a mistake by the umpire. Says, my bad, to Fernandez.
1-2. Campos punches it on the ground to Angeles at second. He has it. He throws to first. Side up, side down. A line out, a strikeout, and a ground out after a very loud strike for Jace Young. And it's a scoreless top of the first for West Michigan. Going to the bottom of the first inning, it is the Lugnuts coming up.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
With Michigan State's Ben Shockley pinch hitting for Adam Jaxa, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Whitecaps went down in order in the top of the first inning against the Lug starter, Christian Fernandez. And now here come the Nuts against Jack O'Loughlin. The West Michigan defense features Austin Murren left, and center field it's Roberto Campos, and in right field Ben Malgeri. Around the infield, Dylan Paulson's at first, it's Chase Young at second, Danny Cerretti's the shortstop, and Isaac Pacheco plays third. The catcher Eliezer Alfonso to support the southpaw out of Adelaide, Australia. O'Loughlin throws to Caden Schrenkel. First offering swatted up and foul, drifting back to the left. And landing behind the West Michigan dugout, five rows deep. Strike one. O'Loughlin, the lefty, only will face two lefties in the order. Here's the first in Schrenkel. Then the four righties, Winkler, Muncy, Susak, Armenteros, followed by the second lefty, Johnny Butler. Schrenkel takes a fastball outside. One ball, one strike. Caden Schrenkel out of Oklahoma State. Four games, leading off of the Nuts. Takes down low, two balls and a strike. And the first three against the Great Lakes Loons. Schrenkel had two singles and two walks. O'Loughlin's 2-1. Lifted out to left field. There comes Austin Murr in to make the catch above his cap. Trenkle's out number one. There's a plane that is bringing a banner above the ballpark, just like we saw at Dow Diamond. Because folks know there are going to be people here at the ballpark watching the game. And so this is prime time to advertise to them. One out, nobody on, no score. Jack Winkler, first pitch. Very high from O'Loughlin. Winkler had two hits and 13 at-bats in the first three games. Those hits, though, were scorched. The deal. Off the outside corner. Off speed from O'Loughlin. Two balls, no strikes.
O'Loughlin made a lot of appearances out of the bullpen last year.
Winkler takes ball three.
Back in the rotation this year.
He was a swing man. And it's going to be interesting to see what the Tigers' plan for him is. On the 3-0, strike called on the outside corner. Really, it's an important role. If you can go long, if you can go short, if you're a left-hander. The 3-1 pitch. Smacked on the ground through the right side. A base hit to right field. Winkler's on. It's booted in right by Malgeri. Winkler digs for second. The throw arrives in late. He slides in feet first. Single and then tack on an E9. That is the first error of the entire year on any member of the Whitecaps.
Just didn't get a clean pick on it, but the infield of the Whitecaps, they had Winkler played the pull. Went the other way on him on a 3-1.
And that right side of the infield was wide open for him.
Yeah, great job placing his hit.
Runner in scoring position from Max Muncy. First pitch. O'Loughlin misses outside. Well, he fell behind Schrenkel 2-1. He got Schrenkel on the flyout to left. Fell behind Winkler 3-0. Winkler singles. And now he's behind a dangerous hitter.
Absolutely not the guy that you want to go down in the count to. Going to have to challenge him here.
Ball one offering in a scoreless game. The pitch. Check swing foul. Muncy fooled on the off speed. Up into the crowd. You ever caught a foul ball at a game?
You know, I'd like to say that I have, but I can't tell you that I have. One of these days.
Muncy takes. High and away. Two balls and one strike. I've caught two as a fan. But as a broadcaster, I've dropped one, and then I've had one crush a computer.
Oh, no.
These broadcast booths, these windows, the ball will come up here.
Yeah, I got to keep my head on a swivel.
Yes, sir. I look back at Winkler at second. And now the pitch. Fastball runs in. It's 3-1 on Muncy. The Lugnuts in the series sweep against Great Lakes trailed very briefly. In the second game of the series, they went down 1-0 following the bottom of the first inning and immediately tied the score in the top of the second. Aside from that, they led the entire series. The 3-1, inside for ball four. Muncy is on again. He has reached base in all four. And following the leadoff flyout, a single and a walk. Two Lugnuts on for Daniel Susak.
Eliezer Alfonso out to talk to his pitcher. Fell behind the first three hitters, like you were saying. Calm him down. First outing of the year. Let's get back to bases.
Well, that to my mind, it's unusual for O'Loughlin. I think of him as a veteran, a very smart pitcher.
Absolutely.
But last year, just going back to his time with the Whitecaps, Lugnuts got to see O'Loughlin an awful lot. Not Susak, first season in the Midwest League. Lefty throws. Right-handed batter takes the changeup, a called strike. I went back. I tabulated all of it, Ben. Are we ready?
I'm ready.
Six outings for O'Loughlin against the Lugnuts. 14 1/3 innings in total. He gave up 8 runs.
Oh, wow.
Looks back at Winkler. No score. The pitch. That is fisted off the hands. Inner shallow right. A base hit. Balgeri quickly in the field. They go station to station. Throw in all the way to home plate. Winkler up to third. Up to second base. Muncy on the Susak jam shot. Oppo single.
And Susak shaking his hands off a little bit. Always stings when you get a ball off the handle like that. Credit to him. He's able to find a way to get it into right field. And station to station, bases are loaded.
Reminds me a little bit of Winkler, too. Just hitting it to the right side, and there's nobody there.
Yeah, absolutely. Whitecaps shifting quite a bit here in the first inning.
Bases loaded. First offering to Lázaro Armenteros. Grounded to third. Pacheco picks, goes home for one. A throw to first base bounces right off of Armenteros. It glances down the right field line. Malgeri backs up as Muncy scores. Susak takes third. Lugnuts lead 1-0. Brian Pena is coming out to argue that Lázaro Armenteros was in the baseline on his way down to first base and interfered with that throw by Alfonso.
Yeah, I couldn't tell. I couldn't tell if he was on the inside or where he's supposed to be on the outside there.
This, to my mind, is one of the hardest things for a runner and really for an umpire, too. Daniel, by the way, had that conversation. He's not going to confer with Juan Gomez, the base's umpire. Simply stands. And yeah. So as it is, it's a fielder's choice. And then the throwing error on Eliezer Alfonso brings in the run. Second error for the Whitecaps. Lugnuts lead.
Yeah, tough error if you're the catcher. You're catching there if you're Eliezer Alfonso. It's not really one you deserve to be credited with, but it's an error just the same.
Armenteros a threat to run. Johnny Butler swings and lines a base hit. First pitch in a left field. Susak checks across. Armenteros stops at second as Murs, though, comes in. An RBI opposite field single for Johnny Butler. Butler now with 5 runs batted in this year. It's now 2-0 Lugnuts. Johnny Butler with his 3rd RBI single of the year, and he's just had a way of coming through inside outing that pitch from a Jack O'Loughlin.
A lot of opposite field from the Lugnuts in this first inning.
A Ribiel Angeles swings and fouls off the first pitch straight back. Just to go back to that Armenteros play, to my mind, what makes it so tough on Armenteros, the umpire, and Alfonso is down the line, right? If you're the runner, the base is in fair ground.
Yes.
So at some point, you have to cross back over into fair ground to step on that base. And he was just arriving when the throw hit him. Anales takes. Called strike at the letters inside corner. Very quickly, 0-2. It's Butler at first and Armenteros at second. And those two runners are liable to steal. O'Loughlin sets. 0-2. Line drive pushed foul down the right side. Bouncing off the bleacher seats into the second row.
Jack O'Loughlin's problems with the Whitecaps seeming to continue from last year to this year. Mentioned gave up 8 runs in 14 innings. Now 1-1.
Runners both move. Annalise bounces to short. Couple of hops for Soretti. He grabs those to first. In time, on a line, the inning is over. Well, there were the 3 hits allowed in the walk, but also 2 errors committed behind O'Loughlin. The Whitecaps allowed 3 runs in their first 3 games. 2 runs in this first. Lugnuts lead 2-0 on our way to the second inning from Jackson Field.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. You'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
A quick lead for the Lugnuts over the West Michigan Whitecaps. 2 runs in the bottom of the first inning. An RBI single by Johnny Butler capped off the rally. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, joined by Ben Shockley. And all for the Lugnuts, there was the Butler base hit. Daniel Susak, Jack Winkler also hits, and a walk to Max Muncy. But they were aided by a couple of West Michigan errors. And that all benefits the right-hander, Christian Fernandez. Bases 4, 5, and 6 for the second. Deals to Isaac Pacheco. The left-handed batter takes a ball outside. I think Daniel Susak thought that that was a strike.
Yeah, seemed to stick it there for an extra second.
The right-hander kicks and offers. Smacked on the line to second. Annalise backs up and makes the catch. 1 step back onto the grass. Looked like it was knuckling to him by the end there. 2 pitches and 1 down. So for Christian Fernandez, 4 up and 4 down. He takes on the catcher, Eliezer Alfonso now. And Alfonso, a switch hitter. Remember earlier when I said, oh, there's only 1 switch hitter, Danny Soretti? I was wrong. Batting left. Alfonso takes a called strike on the inside corner.
Does say right-handed on our sheets here.
Yeah, well, guess who's the person who makes those sheets?
Ah.
That's me. Look in the mirror. Alfonso takes the breaking ball high. Eliezer Alfonso is currently 2-for-6 this year. Single, a double, a walk. Fernandez's pitch. Bouncer on the left side. Third baseman Winkler way off his bag to field. Throws to first, and Batista had to stretch to the end. But he got it, and he kept the foot down in the bag. 2 gone.
Well, you mentioned earlier that Bautista, he is not a natural first baseman. Good stretch right there.
Yes, sir. And now the batter's Ben Malgeri. Righty deals to righty, 2 outs, nobody on, 2-0 nuts. And Malgeri takes the curveball for a called strike. The next offering. Swing and a foul tip at home plate. Very quickly, 0-2. Malgeri, that brilliant opening series for West Michigan against Fort Wayne. 4 hits in 3 games, 2 singles, and 2 homers. 2-0 Lansing. Here's the pitch. Takes a fastball outside. Fernandez was trying to surprise him. Pitching backward. and Dylan Paulson is waiting on deck. A 1-2. Lifted to shallow right center field and down for a base hit. Quickly, the center fielder Trenkel cuts it over in the gap. Malgeri digs for second. A throw in is late. Hustle double from Malgeri, sliding in hands first. He keeps up his hot hitting and then showed off the wheels. A two-out double by Malgeri.
Yeah, thinking two out of the box there. Just never any thought in his mind of slowing down at first, making that big round and coming back. He was going two all the way.
So suddenly a rally for West Michigan. The Whitecaps' first base runner. Malgeri 180 feet away for Dylan Paulson. Paulson acquired via trade with Tampa Bay. The first pitch taken high, ball one. Paulson is most definitely a guy to watch out for in this West Michigan lineup. Though so far through two games, he's 0-for-5. He does have two walks and two strikeouts. Malgeri at second, Fernandez a look, then the pitch. Rocketed foul, hooking down the right side. Ball and a strike. Paulson was acquired for cash considerations. Very last day in the month of March this year. Don't have to go back all that far. Just a couple of weeks ago, the Tigers picked him up. Hernandez sets, throws. Cue shot fouled, bouncing left. Strike two. You go back to 2019, back when the Midwest League was a single A league, not a high A league, and Dylan Paulson played against the Whitecaps and the Lugnuts as a member of the Great Lakes Loons. Played in 82 games for the Loons. He was the Dodgers prospect then. Malgeri at second, two gone. The pitch. Swing and a foul tip into, then out of Susak's mitt. Cat remains a ball and two strikes.
Certainly knows his way around the Midwest League.
Sure does.
And now back here at a higher level.
Fernandez has his sign from Susak, protecting a 2-0 lead. Malgeri is bouncing with his lead off of second. Fernandez deals. Swing and a miss. He got him with the high cheddar. Paulson strikes out. Strikeout number 2 for Fernandez in two innings. He strands the Malgeri two-bagger. 1.5 complete. Lugnuts lead 2-0 over the Whitecaps.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Nuts scored two runs in the very first inning. And now they come up in the bottom of the second with a 2-0 lead over the visiting West Michigan Whitecaps. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Ben Shockley is alongside. Thank you for joining us. 8-9-1 batters, Bautista Jr., Perez, and Trenkel. They take on the lefty Jack O'Loughlin, who throws. Danny Bautista Jr. takes ball one, low and in. His father, the major leaguer of the same name, right-handed batter. The pitch, swing and a miss, chasing away. One ball and one strike on Danny. He's looking for his first hit of the year over his first seven with a walk and a strikeout through two games. Here's game number three. Here's pitch number three. And he fouls it up and away to the right side. Strike two. Danny born in Arizona. His father a Diamondback. Grew up in Florida. 1-2 pitch. Bouncer hit on the first base side. Easy play for Dylan Paulson. Stepping right to his base for out number one.
Yeah, another one off the hands. A lot of those in the early going today.
I think full credit, Jack O'Loughlin.
Absolutely. You know, two runs in the first inning, but maybe not an inning the way it was pitched that you would expect to give up two runs, and hoping to bear down here.
O'Loughlin throws to Junior Perez. Strike called to start him. Fastball from O'Loughlin. When a pitcher can go out and in, that's what he's doing. He's moving it. Perez batting ninth today, and a one. On the outside corner, strike two called.
Yeah, and getting ahead of hitters. We mentioned in the first inning how he was behind. These first two batters, two strike counts before he reaches two balls.
Sharper second inning for O'Loughlin. Top of the order waiting to bat next. 0-2. Strike three called. Came right back to the inside corner. And by that point, Perez had lost the strike zone. First strikeout for O'Loughlin. Two up and two down. Bring up the leadoff man, Caden Trenkle, now. Two outs, nobody on. Last of the second. Lansing leading 2-0. Lefty throws to lefty. A fastball to start him for a called strike. This is very much an O'Loughlin in flow.
Yeah, like you mentioned, working that outer half, inner half. Likes to work inside against these lefties. And he's gotten a lot of jams today.
Caden Trenkle waits at 0-1. Breaks off the outside corner. Trenkle got himself into a good hitter's count his first time up before he flied out to the left fielder, Murr. The pitch. Oh, he was fooled by the off-speed breaking low and away. Went around too far. One ball and two strikes. And O'Loughlin is really quickly ready. Winds. Throws. Fouled up and off the left side. And it comes drifting down. Into the very last row of seats, then up onto the concourse. And it rolls right to a fan in an opportunistic spot. Holds it out for a kiddo if that kid wants it. Meanwhile, Jack O'Loughlin back to work. 1-2. Bounced it in. Jack Winkler waits on deck. If you missed it in the first inning, it was Winkler who started the Lugnuts two-run rally. He singled. He moved to second on an error by Maljarian Wright. Lugnuts eventually played a two, but not Winkler. Trenkle lines one in the right center field. That's Triple's alley. Campos has to head over and cut it off. Trenkle hits for second base, and the throw into the cutoff man as Trenkle loses his helmet. He has his first extra base hit of the year. A two-out double.
Great piece of two-strike hidden by Trenkle. Able to pull the ball, get in front of it. Knows it's coming in or half, and able to do something good with it.
And now he's in scoring position for Winkler. The pitch. Missing in. Jack O'Loughlin falls behind him. One ball, no strikes. 2-0 Lugnuts, and suddenly looking for more. Two outs with Trenkle with great speed away from second. O'Loughlin looks back. Lefty fires to righty. Winkler bounces weakly on the left side. Third baseman Pacheco cuts in front of Cerretti. Throws down to first base, but the one-hopper is picked by Paulson. Inning over. Lugnuts do nothing with the Trenkle double, and we go to the third inning. It is the Lugnuts still leading West Michigan, 2-0.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked, UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
No Adam today. The director of broadcasting at Central Michigan University is away on assignment. And so because of that, we've got ourselves a pinch hitter. Adam's with the Chippewas, and I'm joined by the Spartan Ben Shockley. We begin the third inning, Bigby, Murr, and Ceretti. 8-9-1 batters in the West Michigan order, trailing the Lansing Lugnuts 2-0. Righty-righty, Christian Fernandez throws. Justice Bigby takes a called strike on the outside corner. For Fernandez so far, one base runner through the first seven hitters. Ben Malgeri hustle double in the second. Bigby fouls off the slide or the fastball. And the count very quickly, 0-2. So one double, two lineouts, two groundouts, two strikeouts against Fernandez. He winds, he throws, and Bigby smacks it on one hop to shortstop Muncy. The throw to first, Bautista handles, one gone. Groundout number three.
Bautista is handling that first base spot really well for it not being his preferred or his natural position. Another good pick there, and had a nice stretch earlier in the game.
Danny Bautista Jr. was originally signed as a shortstop by the Oakland A's, and then they moved him out to the outfield. Austin Murr, the batter. Murr takes ball one, high and outside. Murr was a gold glove first baseman at North Carolina State, but we've been seeing him playing a lot in the outfield for West Michigan. 1-0. Fernandez misses up and away again. So you've got Murr who goes from first base to the outfield. You've got Bautista goes from the outfield to first base. Fernandez to the plate. Fouled on a line down the left field line, twisting over the West Michigan bullpen. Two balls, one strike.
And we see a lot of that with the Tigers. If they have an athlete playing first base, in the minor leagues, they like to give them some work at other positions, like they did with Torkelson playing third.
Stands to reason. A 2-1 misses inside. Fernandez is well behind Murr. Three balls and a strike. Just trying to diversify what that player can bring. One out, nobody on. 2-0 Lugnuts in the third. Here's the 3-1 pitch. Murr swings and misses the fastball. Just chucked it by him.
3-1, got what he wanted, but he couldn't catch up.
Murr making just his second start of the year. His first start, he was 0-for-3 with a K. The 3-2 popped up. But foul, towering out of play off the left side. Fans are readying, and the ball drops into the seats. Today is a Tacos and Tall Boys at Jackson Field. $4 tacos, $4 tall boys. There was also the Dixieland Band, the Magician, the characters, so much. And also the poster giveaway, the scheduled poster giveaway that will be for the next couple of days. Payoff, Murr goes down swinging. High heat burns him from Christian Fernandez. Fernandez has struck out one white cap, exactly one, in each of the first three innings.
Like you said, a lot going on here at Jackson Field this week. Thirsty Thursday. I know a lot of my Spartans will be here.
That coming up in 2 days. A bouncer foul to the right side by Danny Ceretti. Strike one to the switch-hitting leadoff man batting left. Tomorrow, are you a dog person?
I'm more of a brat person, okay. But I like a dog.
Okay. I was thinking dog or cat person.
Oh.
Because Ceretti takes the ball low. Tomorrow's dog days of summer. You can have a hot dog.
Okay.
But people are actually going to bring their pet dog to the ballpark. That's tomorrow. Fernandez throws. It's ready, cues at foul, rolling to the on-deck hitter, Young. Strike two.
In a pet sense, I'm 100% a dog person.
I mean, we can get you a brat, and you can also pet a dog.
That's a perfect day right there.
Brand new this year, pup cups at the ballpark, too.
Ooh.
Yes. Two outs, nobody on. 1-2. Bouncer up the third base side, but pushed foul wide of the bag. Winkler was covering it. Next to the manager, Pena. Pena was asking for it, and Winkler just threw it right over him into the first row of seats. Nice catch by a fan. 1-2 on Danny Cerretti. Lined out to center's first time. Here, he grounds foul up the right side. Bouncing beyond the first base coach and bench coach Tim Garland. So tomorrow, dog days of summer, that's every Wednesday home game. Just like today, tacos and tall boys every Tuesday home game. Thursday, as Ben mentioned, Coors Light, Thirsty Thursday. $2 beers. 1-2. Fouled off to the left side. Over the rooftop. Back toward Michigan Avenue.
Great at bat here for Cerretti, but if I'm Fernandez, I want to break something out of the zone, try and get some swing and miss.
Let's see if he does. Well, that's fouled down the left side. So, no, not yet.
Not yet. A lot of foul balls for just a one ball count.
They're going through a lot of baseballs. Try again the 1-2. Cerretti grounds it fair to first base. Knocked down by Bautista, underhands to the pitcher covering. And Fernandez beats Cerretti there, winning the battle. Danny Bautista Jr. staying with that one. Gave him some initial troubles. No worries in the end. It's another perfect frame for Christian Fernandez. 2.5 complete. Lugnuts 2. Whitecaps, nothing.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, not quite. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Ben Shockley. Thank you so much for keeping us company. Email address is jgoldstrass@lansinglugnuts.com. J-G-O-L-D-S-T-R-A-S-S at lansinglugnuts.com. You can send along any shout-outs, any questions. I'll be having your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game coming up next inning. 2-0 Lugnuts lead. Whitecaps lefty Jack O'Loughlin throws. Max Muncy swings and misses. Strike one. Muncy, Susak, Armenteros. On the gray Max bat is in Max's hands. Although currently leaning up against his legs as he makes sure that his batting gloves are right. We saw this from Max in the Great Lakes series. The early call of time. Settling in. 0-1. Bouncing in from O'Loughlin.
And I like that approach, Jesse, owning every pitch, you know, taking time when you want to take it, not because there's two strikes, not because the pitcher went too fast, but doing it on your schedule.
I was asked by somebody saying, okay, the pitch clock is coming to Major League Baseball. Who's it going to favor, pitcher or hitter? 1-1. Muncy swings and misses. He was way out in front of the off speed. And it's been my contention in watching the pitch clock is It varies. Depends on the pitcher, depends on the hitter. 1-2. Check swing. It was down. Home plate umpire, by the way, makes the call himself. Muncy has gone on strikes after the tag applied by Alfonso. Second strikeout, O'Loughlin. One down in the home third.
Yeah, and with that pitch clock, like you said, is it going to benefit pitcher or hitter? It's not so much a blanket, it's going to benefit one side. It's going to benefit whoever wants it to benefit them more, is what seems to be what we're seeing.
Daniel Susak takes ball one outside. 2-0 Lugnuts. Last of the third for the hometown squad. West Michigan lefty Jack O'Loughlin, a tough first inning, deals. Breaks it around the outside corner. He's been better since. And watching O'Loughlin last inning, Ben, felt to me like he was really using the pitch clock to his advantage.
Yeah, really fast, fast-paced, up-tempo.
Pitch clock infraction, Daniel Susak. He took too long to get himself ready. O'Loughlin was ready. So, a strike called, and now Susak rips it foul on the left side.
Yeah, and right as you're saying it, O'Loughlin gets a free strike from the pitch clock.
All right, Jack O'Loughlin ready to go. Lit umpire Daniel, by the way, saying, no, not Susak. O'Loughlin's pitch, off speed low. Susak, 1-for-1. Opposite field single. He scored the second of the two runs in the first inning. 2-0 Lugnuts. One out, nobody on. Second baseman Young playing up the middle. The pitch. Ground ball foul up the left side. Good hustle by a member of the Whitecaps bullpen. Running it down once again. Staying active.
Yeah, got to stay warm. The way Lachlan's pitching right now, might be a while before we see that bullpen.
Susak takes ball four.
And right as I say that. Ball four. Certainly, yeah, we're sped up, started to work quicker. And I think it really benefited him in the second inning. And we'll see how Lansing can adjust.
Lázaro Armentero steps in, and he takes a called strike from O'Loughlin, hooking in there. Well, there is that question, right? It's the second time around against O'Loughlin, and as a swing man, there were times last year when, as a reliever, wouldn't have to face second time around. Other times, as a starter, he would. He throws. Armentero's grounds down to third base, fielded by Pacheco. Throws to second one. Young over to first in time. Around the horn, double play. So far, so good for O'Loughlin the second time around through the Lugnuts starting nine. He races the walk to Susak. He sends us to the fourth inning. Lugnuts 2, Whitecaps nothing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The big hitters are coming up here for the West Michigan Whitecaps. 2, 3, and 4, and Chase Young, Roberto Campos, and then Isaac Pacheco. They take on the Lugnuts right-hander Christian Fernandez. but thus far has faced one batter over the minimum in the first three frames. A double by Ben Malgeri in the second inning, that's all. He has struck out one batter in each of the first three innings. And now he opens up the fourth. Fernandez acquired for Christian Bethencourt last year by the Oakland Athletics from the Tampa Bay Rays. He deals to Jace Young. 2-0 Lugnuts lead. First pitch. Young takes a called strike on the inside corner. With Ben Shockley, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Thank you for keeping us company. Fernandez throws. The breaking ball in hits Young. Curveball got away. Leadoff base runner for West Michigan.
Yeah, a highly touted do-up here for the West Michigan Whitecaps with Young, Campos, and Pacheco. That's three of the Tigers' top 15 prospects.
So you know that there are a lot of eyes on this Tigers high A ball club. Fernandez looks over at Jace Young. The pitch to Campos, on its way. Fouled up and down the right side. And it lands beyond the concourse level with a high hop up out of the netting. And I think it got stuck right there. That's where you worry about the ball somehow getting across Larch Street. It's simply strike one. Campos grounded out to second his first time. He does so again. That'll be a double play ball. Fouls this pitch back. Strike two. Your Lansing Lugnuts trivia question of the game coming up after this 0-2 pitch. Young at first, nobody out. Right-hander deals to right-hander. Fly ball pushed deep down the right field line, but foul. Home run distance. But no, sir, for Campos, we stay nothing and two. Here's your question, pretty simple. Who was the Lugnuts' opening day starting pitcher last year? Who was the starting pitcher last year for the Lugnuts' first game of the season? Go to LansingLugnuts.com if you'd like, but email me, jgoldstress@LansingLugnuts.com. Two-strike offering on its way. Breaking ball down. That's exactly what you were calling for, Ben. Last inning with Danny Cerretti stepping in, saying, just break it outside the zone.
Yeah, that's the goal, right? It's always going to be the goal to break it outside the zone.
Young at first, nobody out. 1-2 from Fernandez. A breaking ball is lined up the middle, base hit left center. Schenkel to his right to scoop it up. Young scoots around second base, then throws it in reverse. Though quickly comes in. Single for Campos. First two Whitecaps have reached in this fourth inning.
Firm line drive there from Campos.
And especially in a pitcher's count on 1-2.
Yeah, seeing it well. Hard line drive, good exit velo.
Susak stepping out in front of home plate with signals for the infielders. And now Isaac Pacheco digs in. Pacheco, one of the top prospects in the Tigers organization. The second rounder 2 years ago. Batting left. 2-1, none out. The pitch. Outside corner, strike called. Two runs in the first inning for the Lugnuts, and that has been it in the game so far. Here's the first time that West Michigan has had more than one runner on. The righty sets. A leg kick in the pitch. Again on the outside corner, and again the fastball for a called strike.
Good spot, and he'll live there all night if he can. Right where you want the pitch, painting the black of the plate, outside corner.
All right, so what do you do here, though?
Something low and away. You try to get him to roll it over to second.
Trying to finish the at-bat. 0-2. Change up low.
Yeah, he's hoping he's going to be early on it. Roll it over to second. Get that 4-6-3 double play ball.
Isaac Pacheco signed for $2.75 million. He has a single and a double so far this year. He swings and misses. He's gone on strikes. So make it now four strikeouts for Christian Fernandez. One of the first, one of the second, one of the third. Here's his first of the fourth And it's the first out of the fourth inning. By the way, I'd like to say hello to John Cushing checking in. We had Jack Cushing, the Georgetown Hoya, here a couple of years ago. Tossed a complete game against the Great Lakes Loons. Now is up in AAA, part of the Aviators rotation. Eliezer Alfonso takes, just off the outside corner. He was looking for that same pitch that he got called a strike to start off Pacheco.
Yeah, and Susak thought he had it. Another case of him sticking that glove there an extra second, just hoping, waiting on, makes that call.
Young and Campos, the runners, the deal. Ripped foul right side. Be careful, first base coach Tim Garland. You mentioned the firm contact on the Campos single. We've seen a lot of sharp contact on foul balls by these Whitecaps. Christian Fernandez has been a bit on the razor's edge. 2-0 Lugnuts lead, 2-1, one out in the fourth. Looks back at Young. His pitch. Strike two called. On the outside corner with the off speed.
And a pair of those foul balls were probably somewhere from 5 to 10 feet from being home runs.
Roberto Campos and Chase Young. Young back in the first inning, and Campos earlier in this fourth inning before his single. Just one base and not four bases. Fernandez resets. Gets the sign from Susak. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. He broke it off and he sets down Alfonso. Back-to-back K's. 5 strikeouts for Fernandez.
Alfonso fooled on that one to say the least. Way out in front of a breaking ball.
Checked in with the home plate umpire Daniel, by the way, to say, by the way, was that in the zone? Or was that my error? So now Ben Malgeri, the hottest hitter on the Whitecaps in the early season. 2-1, 2-out, 2-0 Lugnuts. The pitch. Foul down the right side. Had himself a good rip. Sent it down into the bleachers. Strike one. Malgeri, the 18th router out of Northeastern 2 years ago. And while with Northeastern in 2021, the Colonial Athletic Association Tournament Most Outstanding Player. And 0-1 pitch from Fernandez. That too is fouled away. That fastball seemed to be running in just a touch at the last second. And it kept it off the barrel.
Yeah, good little bit of arm side run on that fastball. If he can keep that inside, he might break a few bats, but he'll definitely get some swing and miss.
Played in 116 games, a stalwart for the Whitecaps last year. They figure he keeps up this hot start, he'll be moving up to Double A. 0-2, foul the way to the right. That's where I think each team in the Midwest League looks to its returners to say, lead the newcomers forward. The players who are not used to this league yet, you should be used to it. You know what challenges it presents. Well, Christian Fernandez pitched in this league last year, too. 2-1, 2-out, 2-0 Lansing. Here it comes. Malgeri, a check swing foul rolling up the right side. Now, let me tell you, you got to be careful when you pitch inside to Malgeri. Last year, he led the Midwest League in getting hit by pitches. He was struck 24 times.
Came close right there.
And he crowds the plate from the right side. And the bat got in the way of his body.
Yeah.
You hit him, that loads the bases. So keep the count at 0-2. The set, the pitch. Swing and a miss. Fernandez strikes out 3 in a row. After the Young HBP and the single by Campos, the runners left on. And we're through 3.5. Still the Lugnuts 2. The Whitecaps 0.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks? Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel you attract people who tend to be compulsive or abusive?
Do you have money problems because of someone else's drinking? Are you afraid or embarrassed to bring your friends home?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
more than half of all adults have a family history of alcoholism.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Christian Fernandez bearing down in the top half of this fourth inning, striking out three Whitecaps in a row to maintain the Lugnuts 2-0 lead. The 4-5-6 hitters, Pacheco, Alfonso, and Malgeri, after starting off the frame, the first two reached, and they were left. And the Lugnuts lead 2-0, opening up the last of the fourth from Jackson Field. With Ben Shockley, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Jack O'Loughlin throws. Johnny Butler shows bunt, pulls back, takes ball one low and away. Very quickly at third base, Isaac Pacheco starts to dash in. He was playing very deep, and the shortstops are ready. Swung around up the middle. There was a lot of room. 1-0. Butler takes the breaking ball, called a strike, clipping the outside corner.
It looks like Pacheco is there to stay. In. Weird shift by the Whitecaps.
Well, they've got the numbers on Butler. Johnny takes. Inside. 2 balls, 1 strike. Johnny Butler's already 1-for-1. And his base hit in a left field. His first time up knocked home Daniel Susak for the second of those two runs. Butler takes a fastball, called a strike in the outside corner, and it's now 2-2. I'd like to say hello to Leanne Cook riding in. Jay Goldstrass at LansingLugnuts.com. Good to hear from you wherever you're keeping us company. Break even hits Johnny Butler. The Lugnuts have a leadoff base runner in the bottom of the fourth inning. That is the second time this year that a Lugnut has been hit by a pitch. And this is tying into what Ben and I were talking about in the top half of the inning, and then especially in the middle of the fourth inning during the commercial break. Because, Ben, you were talking about another Ben.
Yeah, Ben Malgeri for West Michigan.
Hey, Ribiel Angeles, skies the first pitch foul. Out of play, strike one.
24 hit by pitches last year. Hit by another one in the first three-game series of this year. One more hit by pitch, and he's the Whitecaps' all-time record holder, which is 2 years played on the team.
That would be 26. That's what he's shooting for. 0-1, runner takes off. Angeles skies to left and shallow. Long run for Murr, but it's the shortstop. Soretti goes out. Soretti handles. And quickly, Johnny Butler scoots back to first base. Angeles is at number one. Pop out to short. Bring up Danny Bautista. Well, you told me that. And Ben, I countered that Ben Malgeri is still a ways away from the Lugnuts' all-time HBP career record. Because if you don't know the story, the bruising black and blue story of Nick Sine in 2017, oh, are you in for one? Danny Bautista Jr. takes a fastball for a called strike. The Lugnuts are hitting, leading 2-0. Bottom of the fourth. Butler at first base, one out. Nick Sine in 2017, the year of Bo Bichette and Vladimir Guerrero Jr. here, stole the headlines in a different way. The lefty O'Loughlin sets and throws. Bautista Jr. swings and misses the off-speed. Pulled the string. Strike two. Then, in 79 games, how many times do you think Nick Sine was hit by a pitch? 79 games.
Well, it's got to be more than 26.
It's more than 26. At 0-2. Foul the way down the right side.
I'm gonna say 36.
Ooh, it's a great guess. It's a little low.
It's low.
It's a little low. Not by much, though. 38 times hit by a pitch.
38.
In 79 games, 219 at-bats. 0-2 again. Ground ball left side. Shortstop Soretti gloves. Plays it to second one. The turn to first. Not in time by Chase Young. Bautista Jr. can fly, and he beats it out to keep the Lugnuts alive in the last of the fourth inning. Two outs for Junior Perez. Nick Sine batted .215.
What's his OBP?
His on-base percentage was .405.
That's what I like to hear.
He was reaching base 41% of the time with a .215 batting average, 38 HBPs in 79 games.
Almost one.
Junior Perez swings and misses the change.
It's almost every other game.
If Nick Sine went a game without getting hit by a pitch, he went, I don't know, 1-for-3, 0-for-4, and he didn't get hit, you would know the next day he was getting hit. Bautista Jr. is a threat to run at first, so O'Loughlin throws over. No tag applied by Paulson. If there was a new pitcher who had never pitched at all, who had just been promoted from the lower level, who was facing Nick Sine, you knew that pitcher was going to hit him because that pitcher had not faced him before, and that pitcher did not know Nick Sine's left elbow had a way of flicking out to the middle of the strike zone. Snap throw over, Bautista Jr. back in. That's two throws by O'Loughlin. You know he can't throw over again unless he picks off Bautista Jr. So hang on now. What does Danny do? No balls, one strike, the count on Perez. Does Danny run? He's flinching. He doesn't run. Perez takes the ball outside. A semi-pitch out. So yes, Nick Sine, if we would look at it on the track, man, and he would get hit by pitches that were strikes, that were in the zone, but the umpire would give him first base. It was remarkable, and it was the Midwest League record. The pitch. Perez lifts it to left, but he caught it wrong. Off the end of the bat, Murr makes the catch, fading down the line. The inning is over. And after those two pickoff throws, Danny Bautista Jr. just stood there and watched at first base. And then took off, you know, because it's contact, but it's over, and it's a scoreless frame. And we go to the fifth, remembering Nick Sine and all of those bruises. Lugnuts lead 2-0 at Jackson Field.
I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
I let go of trying to control things that I had no control over, and that helped me find peace of mind.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
I was constantly stressed and worried. Now I approach each day with joy and gratitude.
In Al-Anon, families and friends of alcoholics find new ways to heal from the effects of a loved one's drinking.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. For information, call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Two runs for the Lugnuts in the first inning and bagels ever since. Onward to the fifth from Lansing, Michigan, 2-0 Lugnuts. The right-handed starter Christian Fernandez lets fly. Dylan Paulson rolls it over, foul up the right side, strike one. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler joined by Ben Shockley. Thank you very much for joining us on this Tuesday night and the Lugnuts 2023 home opener. Here's the pitch to Paulson. He takes down and away. For Christian Fernandez, the Lugnuts starter, first appearance of 2023, so far so good. Here's the toss. Paulson takes low and in. Kumar Nambiar is warming up in the Lugnuts bullpen. So we'll see how much rope Fernandez has. Pitch is on its way. Outside. Three balls and a strike. Well, Fernandez right now is unofficially at 70 pitches. You'd figure the end of his rope would be around here. On the 3-1, Paulson swings and lines it back through the middle, hopping hotly into center field, base hit. Trankel down to one knee to field, and he relays it in. Leadoff single, Paulson. Max Muncy at shortstop threw behind him at first base just to see if he was paying attention. Danny Bautista Jr. keeping that glove close, but Dylan Paulson's wise to him. Leadoff single for West Michigan, and the third hit so far against Christian Fernandez.
Early traffic again against Fernandez. Didn't really have a lot of problems first three innings. Last inning gets two base runners before he gets an out, and we saw him obviously bear down, work through it by striking out the side. Pressure's on again, but it looks like might be a change.
Well, here comes the pitching coach, Don Schulze. So Schulze out there first. No Craig Conklin yet. Justice, Big B is due. It's the bottom part of the West Michigan order. But Ben, when Fernandez is needed to come up with pitches, just consider a double by Malgeri in the second inning. Two outs. What did he do? Struck out Dylan Paulson. Side retired. In the fourth inning, hit Jace Young. Roberto Campos singled. What did he do? He struck out Pacheco, Alfonso, and Malgeri. So with runners on the bases, the Whitecaps in this game are 1-for-5, single, 4 strikeouts.
Pretty impressive for Fernandez.
Here's their sixth at bat with a runner on. Paulson leading away from first base. West Michigan has not tried a stolen base attempt this year. Only team in the league that you can say that about. Justice, Big B bats right. Knees bent, stance open. Right-hander throws. Whacked foul in the air down the right side. And that is strike one.
And on to Larch Street it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Across it, I should say.
Let's say you're a fan. Let's say you're hanging out on the concourse. You cross the street going after a souvenir?
I gotta say no.
Leave the ballpark? 0-1. On the outside corner, strike called.
I'm not sure what the re-entry laws here at Jackson Field
just get
are.
Get your hand stance. I think you could be okay.
Okay.
I would swear by you. I would put in a good word. I'd say, I believe him. He was already here in this ballpark. Look, the souvenir is in his pocket. Believe him. 0-2 pitch. High and outside.
In that case, I'm going to run over to Paramount Coffee and grab that foul ball. Be right back.
I made a compelling case.
You did.
Larch Street down the right side running northbound. Cedar Street down the left side running southbound. Stadium in between. Christian Fernandez on the mound. Center of it all. Delivers. Breaking ball curves outside. Going to that big curveball. Two balls, two strikes on Justice Big B. By the way, we have a Big B coffee that is right across Michigan Avenue. I'm sure no relation. Justice Big B out of Western Carolina University. Aren't they the Catamounts?
Believe so.
2-2. Ground ball hit to short. Max Muncy juggles, picks it up, throws blindly to Anales, who gets the force out on Paulson. My goodness. It was looking like it was going to be an error on Muncy. Kicked off his glove, got away from him. And yet with his back to Aribiel Anales, he threw a blind grounder. They get the force out. Big B is on, one down, and that is the last pitch that Christian Fernandez throws.
That's great awareness. That's just good baseball sense for the young shortstop, just showing a high IQ and awareness where he is on the field, where the ball needs to get to. You know, eyes in the back of his head, still going to get the ball to second.
And with that, Fernandez done, 4 1/3 innings, and Kumar Nambiar is in. So for Christian, call it 76 pitches, 55 strikes unofficially. And 4 1/3 with 6 strikeouts. He did not walk a batter. He did hit one. He allowed 3 hits and he scattered them. A second inning double, a fourth inning single, a fifth inning single. He departs with a runner left on. And it departs yielding to a man who from last year and now into this year has been one of the Lugnuts most reliable arms. The Yale Bulldog, Kumar Nambiar out of Larchmont, New York. And here we are 6 days away from Kumar's birthday. We've got a couple of Lugnuts who've got birthdays coming up. Yuelvis Del Rosario will be turning 22 years of age on April the 16th on Sunday. And then I really like for Kumar that his birthday is on the off day. So he gets to
good for him.
Come in here. I assume he'll pitch again before the series is done. And then on Monday, day off, enjoy it.
As he should. He's earned it. A guy who's worked a lot in the last few years.
Yes.
Led the Lugnuts last year with 43 appearances. Fourth on the team in innings pitched, and he's a reliever.
And a converted reliever at that. He was a starter. He was a starter for the Stockton Ports, and then last year, the Lugnuts, as you say, relied so heavily upon him. 34th round selection, go back 4 years ago, out of Yale. Made his Midwest League debut this season, and the very first game of the season. Go back to last Friday at Dow Diamond. Faced four batters, sat them all down, struck out one. He also fielded his position great, Ben. Taylor Young tried to bunt his way on. Kumar Nambiar said, that's enough of that. 1 1/3, perfect.
Hitting those PFPs.
That's right.
Fielding practice.
Got to stay sharp. Well, he inherits a 2-0 Lugnuts lead. Top of the fifth, one out. The number nine hitter, Austin Murr, left-handed batter against the lefty. The pitch. Fastball snaps in. Strike called on the outside corner. Fastball, curveball, changeup. And I love Kumar's blog. He's been posting videos of how his stuff is looking. 0-1. Popped up. Foul ground. Left side. And lands in the back of the on-deck circle for the Whitecaps near their dugout. Outside the range of Daniel Susak. Nothing and two on Murr. With Kumar and all the pitchers who show off their videos and say, here's the shape of my stuff. It really gives me an idea of how tough it is to hit them.
Absolutely.
And 0-2 from Murr, who struck out his first time. Hits it in the air, off the end of the bat, out to right field. Perez comes in to make the catch. And back to first base, Bigby. Kumar staying off the barrel. Two outs.
Tends to give me an idea watching those pitcher grip breakdowns of how small my hands are in comparison to the average professional pitcher.
All you've got to do shake hands with them and you go, what? There was an old pitcher named Sam McDowell, Sudden Sam McDowell, and the accusation was his hands were so big and so huge, so strong. Kumar checks on the runner at first, Bigby back, that he could squeeze the ball into whatever shape he wanted. And the umpire would check in, and the ball would be misshapen. Here's Danny Cerretti, switch hitter, turns around, bats right. Two out, one on. The pitch. Down low. And one ball, no strikes. Cerretti is lined to center and grounded out to first. Hang on just a second. Ball got away from the West Michigan pen. They have retrieved it. It always reminds me of seeing one of the ball girl, ball boy at a tennis event, quickly racing onto the court to grab it. Cerretti takes. Strike called inside corner.
Tried to sell it, shoving those hips back, but I think he got that inside corner.
Well, Cerretti's another batter for the Whitecaps who stands right on top of home plate. By the way, a morning dove gracing the presence of the ballpark, right on the wire. Bird on the wire. The pitch. Off speed, fouled back way out in front. So now Cerretti is in some trouble. A former North Carolina Tar Heel. Sixth rounder last year. At first, Bigby. The pitch. Fouled, twisting down the right field line. Two runs in the first inning for the Lugnuts. Zero since. 2-0 Lansing leads. And Kumar Nambiar is trying to keep it that way. Inheriting a runner at first base from Christian Fernandez. The pitch. Off speed, grounded down to third base. Gloved by Winkler. Those across the diamond in time. Side retired. And the runner stranded. Halfway to the house from Jackson Field. It remains the Lugnuts leading the Whitecaps 2-0.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh, The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The home half of the fifth inning at Jackson Field has come our way, and it arrives with the top of the Lugnuts order coming up against a new pitcher for the West Michigan Whitecaps. We will see Trenkel, Winkler, and Muncy, and if anybody reaches Susak, they take on Zach Hess. Oh, yes.
Big righty, 6'5" out of LSU.
Zach Hess did not pitch at all last year. Good to have him back on the mound. He throws. And the curveball in there for a called strike on the left-handed hitting Caden Trenkel. Boy, you go back. He was a West Michigan Whitecap Ben in 2019 and then again in 2021. Missed all of last year. His pitch. That's down and in. This is officially a minor league rehab stint for him with the Whitecaps. This is his second appearance, his first one, a 1-2-3 inning. Trenkel 1-for-2 with a double. The bearded Hess throws, and the bearded Trenkel swings and misses. Each of these guys, long brown hair, and the beard. I think that Hess's hair is a little longer. I think Trenkel's beard might be a touch longer. It's close. 1-2. Bouncing in. Also on the Lugnuts, there's Tyler Baum out of the bullpen. His hair is definitely longer. His beard is not longer. For now. 2-2. Off speed, lifted high on the left side in the foul ground. Third baseman Pacheco is out of room. Back into the crowd.
Long season, right? A lot of time for that beard to grow out.
Well.
And the hair.
the guy with the beard on the team that Trenkel and Baum and Hess are all shooting for is Brock Whittlesey. Good luck. He's been working on that for a while. A 2-2. Oh, came up and in. Did it hit him? Trenkel saying yes. And the home plate umpire, by the way, is saying no. And I don't know, Ben. I thought that did.
Seemed like a lot of hand to me.
By the way, says foul ball.
Just wasn't the sound of ball hitting bat. Mm.
So try it again. Two balls, two strikes. Zach Hess. Adel Deset. Deals. Line drive, center field, beyond the shortstop's ready. Dunking down for a base hit. Campos gets it in. Second hit of the game for Trenkel. And it's a leadoff single in the home fifth. Lugnuts up 2-0. The two runs in the first inning, nothing since. Maybe the start of something. Jack Winkler coming up next.
Trenkel, I'm sure, would have liked to be on first the pitch before that, but...
Oh, you know...
He won't be upset about hurting the bat.
They say
helping the batting
earn your way on, yeah. Winkler takes a called strike from Hess. Back to Hess. So after he was drafted by the Detroit Tigers in the seventh round of 2019 from LSU, I remember he arrived with the Whitecaps in 2019, and they said, he's going to be our relief ace. Watch out for this guy.
Top 100 prospect.
Yes. Runner takes off. The pitch grounded to shortstop. Tope hop on Soretti, and it bounces into left center. Trenkel keeps moving. He takes third. Winkler dashes for second. Throw in. Tag late by second baseman Young. And there are two Lugnuts in scoring position. That ate up Danny Soretti at shortstop.
Yeah, hit really hard. Soretti probably gets in the back of his mind that he knows he has no play at second. wants to take his time, just make that play at first. Ate him up.
Official score is ruled base hit, and that means a double for Winkler. And that means Max Muncy, infield in, takes outside, ball one.
Like I said, that ball was hit hard. Scorer agrees.
And I think a nasty hop at the very end, too. So Pacheco, Soretti, Young, Paulson, the infielders, closer to Muncy. Tough place to be. Righty to righty. Breaks down and away. Good job by Alfonso. Two balls, no strikes. Daniel Susak is waiting on deck. So let's say you're pitching carefully with Muncy with first base open. Well, good luck with the man after. 2-0 Lugnuts. Hess throws. Inside. Muncy turned into that one. Broke past him. But it didn't find the corner. And now it's three balls and no strikes.
Yeah, really tough part of the order if you've got runners in scoring position. A couple of top picks.
On 3-0. Is he taking? He is not. He lines a base hit to left center. Trinkle scores. Winkler's on his heels. Two runs are in. Muncy took a wide turn, but he's going back to first. He's got a two-run single. And the Lugnuts are now on top, 4-0. Green light on 3-0.
Absolutely. If you get one you like, you always got to swing at it. Doesn't matter the count. And he knew. He knew. Hess might just give him something pretty. Didn't try to do too much with it. Didn't try to hit it out of the yard. Knew that 120 feet and a base hit would score two runs.
Hess to Daniel Susak. Right-hander to right-hander. Outside corner, strike one called with the breaking ball. Susak is singled and walked and scored a run. Here's the pitch from Hess. Line shot right field. Malgeri goes back, jumps up, and makes a fantastic catch. Muncy has to hurry back to first. The relay throw in, not in time. Ben Malgeri takes away extra bases from Susak on a ball that was sizzled opposite field. Put a star next to it on the scorecard. Otherwise, this situation might be much worse for West Michigan. As it is, one down.
Yeah, not much time for Malgeri to make a decision what way to go. All instinct there, and he turns around, catches it at the same time. Great play.
Slicing on him. Lázaro Armenteros takes a strike called in the outside corner. I just don't think we see very often an outfielder take a big bounding leap up into the air.
Yeah, he didn't have time to run back, get himself behind it, get those feet set.
Muncy is dancing at first. Hess to the plate. Armenteros takes the breaker for a called strike.
And Muncy, too, he started to run.
Yes.
He barely got back to first there. He really thought that ball was getting down. So did I, in fairness.
Me too. Ben Malgeri had other ideas. This is an 0-2 for Lázaro Armenteros. Very high, just to show it to him. It reminded me of a basketball player jumping for a rebound.
Yeah.
The ball can take a funny carom. Yeah.
Yeah, saving a ball out of bounds.
Highly athletic by Malgeri. One on, one out, two runs in, 4-0 Nuts. Armenteros skies right side and foul. Out of play. First baseman Paulson wanted a closer look, but no, that ball's well back. Zach Hess greeted by the single by Trinkle, the double by Winkler, the two-run single by Muncy, and then the Susak liner. That was the hottest hit so far, but Malgeri snared it. And now 1-2 for Armenteros. Muncy runs. Breaking ball outside. Throw down by Alfonso is late. Muncy swipes second.
Great jump for Muncy there. Looks like Alfonso struggled to get it out of the glove and have that combination. Got no chance at the speedy Muncy.
Armenteros takes the ball low. That's Muncy's first steal of the year. That's the Lugnuts' 9th steal in 10 attempts. And that leads the league. Only one out. This is a 3-2 pitch. Armenteros. Check swing. Strike three called. He throws his hands up in the air and walks away shaking his head. First strikeout for Hess. Two away. Johnny Butler now. And this has been Butler's spot. On Friday, RBI single. On Saturday, RBI single. First at bat today, RBI single. And then hit by pitch a second time. Left-handed batter waits. Right-hander deals. Up and in. He nearly got hit again.
It's been so great with runners in scoring position in this early season. Talk about a small sample size, but I think that's just a good mindset, good plate approach with runners on base.
He was the subject of the pregame interview today, and I just enjoyed talking baseball with him. Mindset is right. 4-0 Lugnuts lead, two outs, Muncy at second. Butler swings and tips it foul at home. Took a chunk out of the catcher, Alfonso. In the West Michigan bullpen, action has just begun. Looks like it's Blake Holub.
Another big guy, Zach Hess, 6'5", Holub, 6'6". A couple of righties.
Big Zach Hess with the sign. Ready's the 1-1. Popped him up. Into center field. Campos rushes in. Shortstop Soretti is out. Soretti's under with the catch. And Campos breathing down the back of his neck. The inning is over. That's three straight set down after the first three reached. But the third who reached was Max Muncy, who singles in Trinkle and Winkler, doubling the Lugnuts lead. We go to the sixth inning. It's the Lugnuts 4, the Whitecaps nothing.
As the world faces the challenges of the ongoing COVID-19 pandemic, Lions recognize that kindness matters now more than ever. And Lions and Leos are finding ways to continue to serve our communities, including ordering food delivery for healthcare workers, holding story time for children online, and providing surgical masks to medical professionals and first responders. Empowering us to do more, Lions Clubs International Foundation has provided nearly $2.5 million in grant funding for COVID-19 relief. And that support continues to grow. For more than 100 years, in times of need, Lions always find a way to help those around them. And after we emerge from this, we will be stronger than ever. Visit lionsclubs.org to learn more.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
In the first three games of the series for the Lugnuts, all of them victories, they scored exactly 4 runs in each game. And they've scored 4 again, and they're leading West Michigan 4-0. Kumar Nambiar's first pitch of the sixth inning, it sizzled into right field, a base hit for Jace Young. It's juggled by the right fielder Junior Perez, but he gets it in, no troubles after that. Jace Young has a leadoff single. First base runner allowed this year by Nambiar, the southpaw reliever from New York. He came out of the bullpen to replace the starter Christian Fernandez, who fired 4 1/3 scoreless innings. Nambiar to Roberto Campos. Swing and a miss. Strike one. So 4-3 on Friday in 10 innings. 4-1 on Saturday. 4-2 on Sunday. 4-0 here on Tuesday night. Nambiar's pitch. Campos takes a ball low and away, off speed.
And looking for win number 4.
Right. Yes. Looking to go 4-0, up 4-0. Although you'd say to the offense, you don't have to stop.
Right.
West Michigan trying to get its offense involved as Campos skies to center. Trinkle comes in, now backs up, with the left hand calls off Perez to take it in with the right hand. And Young back to first. At number 1. Your trivia question of the game today, who is the Lugnuts' opening day starter last year? Who is the opening day starting pitcher? was the question I threw out to you. And fun to see all of those answers come in. JayGoldstrass@LansingLugnuts.com. I'll answer that question after this Isaac Pacheco at bat. Pacheco takes a called strike. Fastball outside corner. He is lined to second. He has struck out swinging. Third baseman Winkler off his line. Shortstop Muncy cheating up the middle to his left. Lefty throws to lefty. Oh, off the outside corner from Nambiar, looking for the carbon copy of the first pitch.
Yeah, very similar pitch.
Apparently not similar enough.
Not similar enough.
Young at first, one out. The toss breaks down, blocked by Susak, and Young stays at first. Susak does want the appeal of the check swing. And, you know, that's something I've never seen before. The home plate umpire, Daniel, by the way, I did not see him actually ask for the appeal to Juan Gomez, but Gomez saw Susak pointing and pointed, and he said, sure, I'll give you the result. He did not swing. And I think that it could always be that way. 2-1. Bouncer foul up the right side.
I've never understood why it has to go through the home plate.
Right? As soon as the catcher points, yeah. It seems to me the bases umpire can say, all right, if you want to know, here you go.
I don't know that I've ever seen a home plate ump deny the appeal.
I've seen umpires ignore it.
Really?
I've seen the catcher want it, and the umpire, I don't know where their thoughts go. They're thinking about something else. 2-2. Dribbled foul to the right. Keep it right here on Pacheco.
But they're not, are they declining it or ignoring it?
No, I just think that umpires like me and you and the players are human, and they just don't hear it. They just didn't recognize it, and so the game moved forward. Nambiar's pitch, line shot left field. Johnny Butler right there to reach up to snare it. Young is a ways off of first base, but no relay by Muncy. They just get it in routinely to second. Pacheco lines out the other way. At two down, Young still at first after his leadoff single. The batter's Eliezer Alfonso. And we check in with our trivia answer of the game. Who was that pitcher who started the very first game of the Lugnut season last year? And the answer was the sixth rounder 2 years ago out of Cal. Nambiar misses up and away. And a back pick to first base by Susak. Not in time. Young returns in standing. Ball one to Eliezer Alfonso. Switch hitter bats right against the lefty Nambiar. He's 0 for 2. Ground out strikeout. 4-0 Lugnuts lead. 1-0. Tapped foul. It's Grant Holman. And Grant Holman is a name that you should keep at the back of your mind. He has opened up this season on the Lugnuts injured list. But it would not be out of the realm of possibility to see him join the Lugnuts sooner rather than later when he's ready. Alfonso swings and misses. On the count, 1-2. Holman last year taking on these same Whitecaps tossed an immaculate inning at West Michigan's LMCU ballpark. 9 pitches, 9 strikes, 3 strikeouts, sit down. 1-2, fouled straight back. Alfonso took a rip on the fastball in.
I believe that the immaculate inning is less common than the no-hitter. Don't quote me on that.
I think you're right.
But that's an achievement.
1-2, curveball is sent high above the infield by Alfonso. Winkler over, makes the catch toward the mound, taking charge in front of Muncy. And Kumar Nambiar works 1 2/3 scoreless innings out of the bullpen. We'll see if that's all for him. There's action up in the pen behind him. Gave up the leadoff single to Young. That's all for Kumar. Let's go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Grant Holman, the answer to our Lugnuts trivia question of the game. Bobby Strauss, congratulations. You are correct, and I believe, Ben, you are correct. Very rare, the old immaculate inning. The Lugnuts leading 4-0. Going to the bottom of the sixth from Jackson Field.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back. When your basketball star tore his ACL. Opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful, pain-reducing prescription medicines. But most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. So millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country,
And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets. Anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Bottom third of the Lugnuts order for the bottom of the sixth inning, leading 4-0 over West Michigan. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler with Ben Shockley. The first offering to Eurybio Anales grounded left side. Third baseman Pacheco picks it and wings over to first in time. One pitch and one out. By the way, the man on the mound remains Zach Hess for West Michigan. Hess ran into some difficulties in his initial inning. Came on for the starter, Jack O'Loughlin, after O'Loughlin fired four, gave up two first-inning runs. He was hurt by a couple of errors and then gave up nothing after that. Has to Danny Bautista Jr., righty-to-righty. Vote for ball one. I thought, Ben, in the end that O'Loughlin pitched fairly well, and then the Lugnuts offense woke right back up to welcome in Hess.
Yeah, absolutely. Something about starting your night against these guys that it's not going well for the Caps.
Bautista takes a ball low. I mean, that top of the order. They're no fun.
It's daunting.
Unless you're a Lugnuts fan. They're a lot of fun.
Definitely.
Trenkel, Winkler, Muncy, Susak. Big lug behind home plate. A 2-0 pitch is sent high into the air by Bautista. That's foul. Out of the West Michigan bullpen. And just out of play into the Pepsi porch. Careful, Danny Cerretti.
Yeah, and you're completely right. Both of those big, won't call them big innings, but both of those run-scoring innings for Lansing.
Two-run rallies.
Right. Starting.
It's 4-0.
Starting right at the top of the order.
A run scored in this game by Muncy and Susak in the first, by Trenkel and Winkler in the fifth. Now in the sixth. At one out, nobody on. Hitters pitch on 2-1. Bouncing ball, foul wide of third. Knocked down by the third base coach and manager, Craig Conklin. And the southpaw gets it up into the stands. About four rows deep. As a fan of the second row leapt for it, and Conklin put it over him. And the fans right behind. 2-2. Hess to the plate. Swing and a miss on the great breaking ball in the dirt. Or did he catch a piece? He did. And Bautista Jr. still alive.
Just got the end of the bat to that one. Now a little conversation here with Alfonso and Hess.
By the way, ODB Odie writing in on Twitter saying the trivia question today isn't right. Last year's opening day game never happened. It was a rainout that day. That's true. But the Lugnuts did open up their season, and the first game of the season, Grant Holman started. But you know what? That's true. There comes the 2-2. Shot on the line, through the left side in between Pacheco and Cerretti. A sizzler to left for a base hit. Murr plays it in. Bautista Jr. rounds first and stops content with his first base hit of the year. A one-out single. So, Odie, I will yield if you want to say that opening day is the first day of the year. And if you get rained out that day that you don't get an opening day, sure. But if you want to say opening day is the opening game, the first game of the year, Grant Holman, either way. Lugnuts have had a lot of April games get postponed over the years. Junior Perez takes a called strike from Hess. That has been what is so special about everybody waking up and seeing the forecast today and the rest of the week. Oh my goodness, look at this. It's baseball weather.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Bautista Jr. will run. Hess checks on him. No tag by Paulson.
Really don't expect it to be in the 70s in April in Michigan, but here we are.
68 degrees today. As I'm looking at it, tomorrow the high is 79. Righty to righty. Hess to Perez. low. And then the high on Thursday is 81. The high on Friday is 80. And then 78 Saturday, 59 Sunday, as the temperature starts to dip. And the Lugnuts, after Sunday's series finale against West Michigan, head out to Lake County, Cleveland area in Ohio. A 1-1 break even. The breaking ball in there, slicing through for a called strike two. Meanwhile, the West Michigan Whitecaps, after this one concludes, head back home. At LMCU Ballpark, we'll see the Whitecaps host the Dayton Dragons April the 18th through April the 23rd. It's going to be fun. A 1-2 from Hess. Low and away. Could take Perez. Count is even. There's one out. Bautista Jr. at first base. And the Lugnuts are batting, leading West Michigan 4-0. And meanwhile, Blake Holub, who, remember, he was warming up last inning. He's warming up with intensity right now. So we could be seeing the end near for Hess. 2-2, runner moves. The pitch swung at him, missed, strike three. Throw down to second base is very high. Nice leaping grab by Young. All the while, Bautista Jr. steals second. And immediately, the manager, Brian Pena, is out of the dugout, third base side, hands on hips. As soon as they allow him to, Zach Hess is coming out of this game. We were waiting for time to be called, and there's Brian Pena, 10 feet out of his dugout, saying, just let me make the move. There it is, the strikeout of Perez. And that is the second out of the bottom of the sixth inning. Top of the Lugnuts order is coming up, leading 4-0. And a new pitcher coming in for West Michigan.
Some urgency there from manager Brian Pena.
That's right. Brian Pena saying, let's go.
Great job by Hess. Really bore down after a tough start.
Well, and I think, too, that Junior Perez, we'll see when and how, but from everything that I've read and the folks that I have talked to, he is a player to watch out for as this year goes on. He gets his seasoning, he gets his reps, that they are looking at him as an outfielder with great promise in the Oakland Athletics organization. So he's batting ninth today. He's 0-3 with two strikeouts. Keep your eye to that name, Junior Perez, as this year goes onward.
Yeah.
Just remember that name. New man on the mat is Blake Holub. What's the hullabaloo about Blake Holub? Making his third appearance already this year. Appeared twice against Fort Wayne. And he fired two scoreless innings in total. Allowed a hit, hit a batter, walked one, struck out two. Blake Holub was a two-way player coming out of St. Edward's University. As a batter, he hit .349. He also homered five times, knocked in 22 runs. And knocked in 22 runs in 32 games. It's D2, St. Edward's University. Meanwhile, as a pitcher, 11 games, 10 starts, and in 59 innings, struck out 77 with an ERA of 2.56.
Say his name was Shohei? Oh, no, it's Blake. that's right.
I love it. So Blake Holub, and you mentioned right from the get-go, Ben, 6'6" tall, 230 pounds. You can imagine the folks taking on St. Edward's and going, uh-oh, what a monster.
Yeah, I'm sure you could tell right when you got off the bus who that Holub kid you were hearing about was.
The 15th router 2 years ago out of Houston, Texas. With two outs in the bottom of the sixth inning, deals to the left-handed hitting Caden Trenkel. 4-0 Lugnuts. The first offering breaks low and in. Ball one. This is the second time in this game that Trenkel is the first Lugnuts batter to take on the new reliever. Remember, it was Trenkel who greeted Zach Hess to open up the last of the fifth inning. A single line into center field. He's 2-for-3, single and a double. The pitch. And that just misses. Catcher Alfonso was hoping to frame it in the outside corner at the letters or thereabouts.
Cena has turned on some balls really well today, especially after getting it off the hands in his first at bat. He's made a good adjustment.
Two Texans taking on one another. The Hillsboro native takes a called strike from the Houstonian pitcher. At second base for the Lugnuts, Danny Bautista Jr. Trenkel swings, lines up, base hit to the left side. Craig Conklin, the windmill for Bautista, throw in by Murr. It's cut off and then dropped by Pacheco. Bautista Jr. scores, and it's 5-0 Lugnuts on Caden Trenkel's third hit of the game. An RBI opposite field single here in the sixth.
It's a great piece of hitting, but Pacheco might have had a play at the plate there had he been able to hang on to that relay.
I was stunned that Craig Conklin at the windmill. The Lugnuts have their foot firmly on the accelerator right now. And Trenkel once again comes through. Here's Jack Winkler. Swing and a miss on the fastball. Came in hot from Holub. I want you to remember that in their first 27 innings of the year, West Michigan allowed 3 runs to Fort Wayne. A 3-game sweep. 0-1 pitch. Foul tipped into the mitt of the catcher, Alfonso. Nothing and two on Winkler. All he's done today is single and double in 3 at-bats and score 1 of now 5 Lugnuts runs. Trenkel at first base, a threat to run. 0-2 pitch from Holub. Check swing, went too far on the fastball away. Strike 3. Winkler done, and so are the Lugs in the last of the 6th inning. But Lansing scores again. Danny Bautista Jr., the single, the steal, and then he races in on the Caden Trenkel single. 5-0 Lugnuts go to the 7th inning from Jackson Field.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The lead has grown to 5-0 for the Lugnuts over the visiting West Michigan Whitecaps in the opener of a 6-game series from Michigan State Capitol, coming your way on Michigan Avenue downtown between Cedar and Larch Streets. A new pitcher is now in for the Nuts, and it's the right-hander out of Hawaii, Hunter Breaux, making his second appearance of the year. Breaux relieved Kumar Nambiar on Friday and does so again tonight. First pitch, all the way to the backstop through the left-hand batter's box. That's okay. Ben Malgeri bats right. It's strike. It's ball one. Definitively ball one. Malgeri is 1-for-2 with a double and a strikeout. Those against the starter, Fernandez. Swinging a foul tip on this fastball in. 1-1 on Malgeri. Ben Shockley by my side from Michigan State University. 2 in the first. 2 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth for the Lugnuts. Breaux finds the zone, slider on the outside corner, strike 2 called.
Breaux is the highest rated high school player in the state of Hawaii in his class.
Can you imagine? What a cool thing to have the bragging rights about.
Right? My whole state, or his whole state, I should say.
1-2. Swing and a foul tip, hung on to by the catcher Susak. That's the split finger, and Breaux strikes at Malgeri.
Really tough pitch for a right-hander to hit. Good split finger fastball. And Breaux played 4 years at Oregon. We've seen some Hawaiian athletes have a lot of success at the University of Oregon.
Yes, we have.
Marcus Mariota, to name one.
Dylan Paulson swings and misses. guess what? Looked like the splitter again.
Yeah, I think he's feeling that pitch really well right now.
Paulson is 1-for-2, a strikeout, a single. On the inside corner, strike two called. That's the slide piece right there. Bro had a difficult debut outing with the Lugnuts. Did not finish an inning. Brock Whittlesey rescued things for the Nuts on Friday. 0-2. That fastball runs up and away. Ball one. But you know what? Get that first appearance of the season behind you and now build from it from there. Bro has an electric arm. One out, nobody on. 1-2. A bouncing ball hit on the left side. Difficult short hop pickup. Winkler third. Throws to first in time. Two up and two down.
Tough play for Winkler. Makes it look easy. Those high hoppers, you got to either sit back, but what you really want to do is attack that short hop. Winkler does a nice job of it. Gets that momentum going towards first and an easy throw.
And now Justice Bigby. Bro's pitch. Swing and a miss. The cheese. Outfield straight up. Bro throws. Breaks it low and away. I love watching infielders working on their short hop pickups in the pregame. They will work on it over and over and over again. Getting it right. The pitch fouled up over the netting, over to our right, and below us in the sweet level.
And sometimes it's just like watching a machine.
Right?
Just
well, you're training your body.
Yup.
It's such a do or die. I know that's a cliche, but right with a short hop, you just have to get it or you've got no shot.
Absolutely.
So you snatch out. 1-2. Line foul down the right side. And Winkler a moment ago, that's picture perfect. That's exactly as it's taught.
Oh, yeah, that's one they could show on film later. Say this is how you should do it.
Two outs, nobody on. Bro looks for the 1-2-3 frame. Bigby, the number 8 hitter, 0-for-2, two grounders. It's a fly ball here to right center field, and this ball's hit well out to the alleyway. It is off the wall, bounces past Tranquil, picked up by the right fielder Perez backing up. Bigby lands at second as the strong throw comes in. A two-out double for Justice Bigby on a ball that was tattooed.
Came off the bat hard, came off the wall hard.
And Caden Tranquil flung himself at it, and I would argue it's better for the Lugnuts that he didn't deflect it because there's Junior Perez with a positioning himself very well to make the play and immediately get it in.
Yeah, I thought could have been three bases for Bigby if Perez didn't get it in so quickly.
We call right center triples alley. 5-0 Lugnuts, runner at second. Austin Murr swings and swats the first pitch he sees out to left, but it's hauled in by Johnny Butler. Side retired, double stranded. 5-0, the Lugnuts lead. Well, now, Ben, I need to get back into singing shape for the year.
That was incredible. I had a front row seat.
So now that we've stretched, you feel stretched?
I feel stretched.
Bottom of the seventh inning. 5-0 Lugnuts, Max Muncy. First pitch. Blake Holub deals it very, very high. One ball, no strikes. Muncy, Susak, Armenteros. You know what that means. Meat of the order. 3-4-5 against the right-handed reliever, Holub. Ball one offering. Inside. Two balls and no strikes. Not where a pitcher wants to be.
Especially not against this guy.
No, sir. 5-0 Lugnuts leading. Two in the first, two in the fifth, one more in the sixth. Holub throws. Muncy got under it in the infield a mile high. Third baseman Pacheco toward the mound waits. It finally comes down into his glove. One batter and one out for Holub in the seventh. That's one where you know if you're Max, you hit it that high, you just missed it and hit under it. Swinging on the wrong plane, but not by much. So now Daniel Susak, who has singled, walked, and lined out to right on a fantastic play by Ben Malgeri. Righty deals to righty. Outside from Holub, ball one.
Yeah, Muncy, it's one of those where you're probably a quarter inch or less away from a gap shot double.
When they say game of inches, they usually don't mean that, but you could. 1-0. Susak takes ball two inside.
Yeah, I like to think of it as a game of inches that turns into a game of feet. You know, it's inches at the plate. It's where does the bat meet the ball? How is it spinning? And that turns into the big differences we see.
2-0 is very high. Sometimes when you say game of feet, you could mean 420 feet or so.
Yeah. Turn into a game of a half mile in some guys' cases.
And it all comes down to 60 feet, 6 inches, and then 90 feet down to first. 3-0. Susak taking all the way. Called the strike by Daniel, by the way, our home plate umpire. BYTHEWAY. Daniel, by the way. Juan Gomez, the bases umpire. I was looking into Daniel, by the way. Very decorated umpire coming up. 3-1. Susak fouls this up and out of play to the right side from 3-0 to 3-2. Fun to look into the umpiring backgrounds.
I didn't know the umpire could be decorated.
Well, if you think about, let's say there are umpires in a circuit, why wouldn't you give the umpire of the year that sort of thing,
yeah.
Right?
Okay.
And so, I mean, it just stands to reason. 3-2 pitch. Susak foul tips it at home plate. Alfonso staggered, by the way, catches him. Well, sometimes the umpires needed to catch the catcher. How you doing, Eliezer Alfonso? My goodness.
Yeah, that caught Eliezer in a bad spot.
So Daniel, by the way, Max Muncy is out of Camarillo, California, right? Daniel, by the way, when he was 12 years old, was the Camarillo Pony Baseball Rookie Umpire of the Year.
How about that?
Payoff pitch. Breaking ball fouled off the hands over the netting. Back and out of play. And what a catch made there! Yeah, exults barehanded. It's the home opener. It's a highlight kind of night. 5-0 Lugnuts, one out, nobody on. Payoff pitch from Holub. Susek skies to right. It's Ben Malgeri toward the corner, plenty of room with the catch. Daniel, by the way, signals fair. It's an out, and there's two gone. By the way, then, the umpire of the year when he was 13, when he was 14 in the Camarillo Pony Baseball. And he can keep on going all the way up. And here he is now in high A. Welcome to the league. After working in the California League last year, where a number of these players were. Lázaro Armenteros takes a called strike. And Blake Holub, remember he fell behind Muncy 2-0. He fell behind Susak 3-0. He gets Armenteros. Perfect frame. Righty, righty. Two outs, nobody on. 5-0 Nuts. Armenteros takes strike two called. Good off speed.
Wouldn't be surprised if, by the way, joined some of these guys in the Texas League next year.
I mean, that would be the umpiring dream. Keep on moving up. Although, you know, some umpires get promoted during the year if a spot develops. 0-2. Cue shot grounded on the right side. Couple of hops for Paulson, feeding the pitcher covering at first. Holub has a perfect bottom of the seventh inning. We'll keep our eye on the umpiring crew and how things develop, just the same way that we do on these players. Right now, though, we're going to the eighth inning. Lugnuts 5, Whitecaps nothing.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Into the eighth inning now from Jackson Field. We start up the top of the eighth with Danny Cerretti. And the first offering to Cerretti, a little bit high, ball one. As flung in there by the right-handed fireballer Hunter Breaux. Top of the order for West Michigan if Cerretti is heralding things. Switch hitter batting left, 1-0. On the inside corner, strike called from the Oregon Duck against the North Carolina Tar Heel. It's Breaux against Cerretti, Young, and Campos, the prospect-laden West Michigan Whitecaps. The pitch, Cerretti takes a called strike two in the outside corner. And yet, blanketed tonight by the pitching of Christian Fernandez, Kumar Nambiar, and now Breaux in his second inning of work. 5-0 Nuts. 1-2. The changeup is grounded on the left side, backhanded by shortstop Muncy, deep in the hole, long throw, one hops in, late, beaten out by Cerretti. It was tight. Cerretti plugging it out of the left-hand batter's box. Danny Bautista Jr. leaving first base trying to get the call from Juan Gomez, but no sir. Infield single, West Michigan. Sixth hit of the game for the visitors.
Really tough play that time for Muncy. Any shortstop deep in that hole, the backhand throwing with no momentum going towards the base. Everything's going back into left field, but made a perfect throw, one hopper.
Chase Young now takes off speed down and in, blocked well by the catcher Susak. One ball, no strikes. The thing to watch with Chase Young, and if you're watching with us on MILB TV, you can see this clearly, where Young's hands are held. Watch them right up above and very close to his left ear. The ball went offering. Rip to right field. Perez goes back to his left. It's beyond him. One hops high off the wall and stays at the base of the fence. Extra bases. Cerretti held at third by Brian Pena. All the while, Young darts into second base with a double. A single, a double, and the Whitecaps are in business. Nobody out in the eighth inning.
That ball absolutely smoked off the bat of Young.
Chase Young with that hand placement and the bat with that peculiar angle that it points at, although there were times when he was in college that it pointed at a different angle than that. It could point straight back, and he can whip it around so balanced. So Young today reaches for a third straight time. It's Roberto Campos who swings and chops on the left side. Lugnuts let the run score from third. Winkler's throw is over to first base. Young stays at second. Campos is out. Cerretti is in, and the Lugnuts lead is shaved to 5-1. One away for Isaac Pacheco. RBI for Roberto Campos, by the way, in case you're wondering, his first of the year. Pacheco bats left, right-hander throws. High fly out to left, to his right, into the corner, Butler with room. He makes the catch in front of the warning track. Young feints tagging up, strong throw in to the shortstop, Muncy serving his cutoff. Young just staying put at second. The oppo fly out by Pacheco supplies out number two for Hunter Bro.
Young just trying to draw a throw there, faking the tag. Good job by Johnny Butler. He's not tricked into it. Makes the good throw to the cutoff.
Did you ever hear coming up playing youth ball, you know, that unnecessary throw? Always looking to draw it.
Yep.
And you never know. Eliezer Alfonso takes a ball outside. You get a team to make a throw that they shouldn't make, or maybe you panic them. Maybe you rush a player just a little bit. Just trying to grab that extra base. Young at second, two away. The pitch, high and outside. Two balls, no strikes for Bro. Alfonso today is 0 for 3. He has grounded a third. He has struck out. He has popped a third. He has kept Jack Winkler involved. Switch hitter batting left, open stance. The pitch. Maybe a bit below the knees. What do you think? It was close. Count three balls, no strikes. Also, what do you think, Ben, about Eliezer Alfonso's socks?
I love them. I was always been a stripes and stirrups guy.
White stripes on the navy. 3-0. And that is in there. Alfonso taking all the way, down 5-1. Me too. A high sox look.
Especially like it on a catcher. You don't see a lot of that.
No. 3-1 pitch. Alfonso lifts it, twisting foul down the left side, over toward the Pepsi porch. 3-2. And with that, there's a reliever starting to warm in the Lugnuts pen. And that is Tyler Baum. I saw that hair flying. The pitch from Bro. Ground ball routinely struck to second. It's Angeles accepting and then winging over to first. So no Winkler involved here. Alfonso grounds out to second base. Young stranded at second. Two hits, one run. West Michigan's on the board. Going to the bottom of the eighth inning. Last chance for the Lugnuts to add some insurance. Nuts 5, Whitecaps 1.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen. By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
My folks are out of town this weekend. I raided their medicine cabinet and got a bunch of good stuff.
Did you get any Vicodin? I need my fix.
Yeah, right here. There's more where that came from, too.
Drug abuse could be right around the corner. You can help. That passing comment could be a clue.
My folks are out of town again this weekend. Farm party at my house?
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Let's introduce you to a new man on the mound for the West Michigan Whitecaps, the visitors out of Comstock Park, Michigan. Oh, about an hour drive, sometimes 50 minutes, sometimes, believe you me, an hour 25 minutes if there's construction and maybe some traffic. So you never know. Give it a look on Google Maps before you make that drive. But really, we're not separated by all that far. Willyander Moreno made the drive over. The undrafted free agent, international free agent, signed 5 years ago, hailing from Maracay, Venezuela. He is now 24 years young. And Moreno will come out of the pen, relieving Blake Holub. He'll take on Butler, Angeles, and Bautista Jr. The Lugnuts looking to increase a 5-1 lead before we go to the ninth inning. And there the Nuts will be three outs away from improving to 4-0 this year. Moreno with his second appearance out of the pen this year deals. Johnny Butler on the first pitch elevates it foul. Well out of play left side. Strike one on the Lugnuts, left-handed hitting left fielder. Number six batter in the order out of NC State. RBI single, hit by a pitch, and a pop out to short, officially one for two. Moreno throws. Off-speed inside corner, well tucked across, and a called strike on the breaking ball. Hang on just a second. Time granted to Butler. I've got Ben Shockley here by my side. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball up and in. One and two.
Jesse, you mentioned the Lugnuts going for their fourth win of the season. Both of these teams came in 3-0. The Midwest League East may well run through these two teams this year.
Butler takes the off-speed low, which would be very interesting. Lake County generally has a talented squad. Great Lakes
Absolutely.
Generally has a talented squad, but, well, Butler takes a ball low. When the Whitecaps first welcomed in the Lugnuts, the Whitecaps arriving in 94 and then the Lugnuts in 96, boy, did they have some clashes. And Whitecaps won the championship in 96, Lugnuts in 97. Butler goes down swinging. Moreno strikes him out for the first out of the home eight. And then, Ben, they kept on meeting in the playoffs, it felt like, throughout the 2000s, when the Whitecaps were Baseball America's team of the decade. West Michigan was dominant, and there are the Lugnuts poking their heads in, winning another championship in 2003. One of the championships that the Whitecaps shared. First pitch, ball one, low and away to A. Ribielangeles. But these were dominant forces.
Yeah, I remember. I grew up a Grand Rapids kid, watched a lot of Lugnuts Whitecaps in my hometown.
Ball two outside on Angeles.
And now, of course, living in Lansing, I've come to see the light from the Lugnuts perspective, of course.
Oh, well, here's the 2-0. Angeles pops it up. Foul ground, first base side. Dylan Paulson crosses the line. First baseman makes the catch approaching the tarp. Two outs. I do think that there are a ton of Lugnuts fans who are also Detroit Tigers fans.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Tigers being Michigan's major league team. So being a Detroit Tigers fan, you want to see the Detroit Tigers prospects doing well. But you also want to see your Lugnuts players doing well against the Tigers prospects
absolutely.
In the Whitecaps. It's such an interesting balance that needs to be struck. Danny Bautista Jr. is the batter. Takes a called strike in the outside corner. Fastball. Low 90s. From the right-hander Moreno. But, yeah, you going from Grand Rapids to East Lansing. 0-1. Off speed. Grabs the inside corner. That's a nice slider. Nothing and two.
Good job. Way to front door that slider. You think for about 80 feet that pitch is going to hit you on the elbow.
Pitch outside to Bautista. Ball one. Danny Bautista Jr., the former Detroit Tiger. His father came up as a Detroit Tiger. So there's another connection between these two organizations. Two outs, nobody on. 5-1 Nuts. Bautista flares it to right. It's down for a base hit, slicing down the line. Malgeri was right over there, quickly on hand to get it in. Bautista has the single. He's 2-for-4 with two singles in this game. It's a nice game for Bautista Jr. And remember, the last time he singled, he stole second. And that put him in the scoring position for Caden Trenkel to single in back in the sixth inning. The Lugnuts' fifth and most recent run. The batter's Junior Perez, the former Padres prospect. He swings and grounds to short. Soretti to his left, gloves. The backhand flip goes over the second baseman, Young. It's backed up quickly by Paulson at first, but everybody is safe. Bautista up to second, and Perez on at first.
Maybe the confidence to do that for Soretti, maybe inspired a little bit by what he saw from Max Muncy earlier. Not the same execution, though. Put it over the head.
Official score is charged base hit.
Well, you can't assume the double play.
No. Nope. The official score is saying above average effort sort of play. Soretti going hard to his left to grab and then trying that backhand pitch. Just put it too tall.
Certainly a tough pitch. Yeah.
2-on-2 out. Caden Trenkel takes the ball outside. First hit for Junior Perez, and not only his first hit today, his first hit of the year. He is now 1-for-12. Let's see if that gets him going. 5-1 Lugnuts leading. Trenkel takes. Strike called on the outside corner. Two runs in the first inning for the Lugnuts, who have led ever since. Two more in the fifth, one more in the sixth. Whitecaps' first run came in the top half of this eighth inning. Two outs. The right-hander, Moreno, against the left-handed hitting Trenkel. Strike called inside corner.
Been a tough man to get tonight. 1-2 count on him.
Flied out to left in the two-run first inning, but then ever since, a double, a single, an RBI single, a run scored. The ninth rounder last year. The pitch. A bouncing ball up the first base side. Back of the bag, it's Paulson who fields. The race to the base, and it's Trenkel who wins it. Trenkel speeds to first, beating Paulson, and that's an infield single, loading the bases.
A little bit of indecision there from Paulson. You saw him drop that ball down. Looked like he was going to try to flip it. Ends up taking it himself. Can't beat the fleet-footed Trenkel.
This is where you and I look at Willyander Moreno, and we say, where were you off the mound? Dylan Paulson grabbed it, looked to feed it to the pitcher, but there was no pitcher in the vicinity. And with that, here comes the pitching coach, Dan Riccobal. Well. Bases loaded. Jack Winkler will be the batter. When we go to the ninth inning, we anticipate that Ben Malgeri, Dylan Paulson, and Justice Bigby will take on the Lugnuts right-hander Tyler Baum, who has been warming. But the question that we suddenly have to confront is, will it be a four-run deficit for the Whitecaps, or will it be more?
Looks like there could be... There's some more stirring going on in the Lansing pen, so perhaps the plan is somebody else if indeed more runs get put on the board.
Pitching coach back to the third base side dugout, and here we go. Jack Winkler, the San Francisco Don. Trenkel at first, Perez at second, Bautista at third. The pitch, that's buried and well blocked by Alfonso. Elsewhere in the Midwest League, top of the seventh, Lake County leads at Fort Wayne 1-0. Great Lakes is currently on top of Dayton, 3-2, top of the fifth in Dayton, Ohio. The South Bend Cubs are trailing Beloit in South Bend 1-0, home half of the fifth. The pitch to Winkler. Up high. Two balls and no strikes. It's Quad Cities trailing in Cedar Rapids 1-0. They're in the top of the fourth. And at the bottom of the third from Appleton, Wisconsin, all Timber Rattlers leading 5-0 over Peoria. Here, 5-1 Lugnuts. Bases loaded. Two outs. The pitch. Winkler swings and foul tips it into Alfonso's mitt. 2-1.
Got what he wanted. 2-0.
Yes, he did.
Just missed it.
Winkler is singled and doubled in four at-bats. Righty to righty. Fouled away. Off to the right. Off the sweet level and then down. Two balls and two strikes on Winkler. Caden Trenkel at first base. Just collected his fourth hit of the game, beating out the infield single on the bounce to first. Perez at second, Bautista Jr. at third. They've all singled. The pitch to Winkler. Just missed outside with a fastball. It is full.
That's an excellent take, and now you've got the runners moving. Anything into the outfield, you can definitely score two. You might be able to score three.
Max Muncy is waiting on deck as well. Two gone in the bottom of the eighth. Action pitch has been said. There they go. Winkler swings and misses. Off speed from Moreno strikes him out and ends the inning. Three singles, three left, no runs. We go to the ninth. Lugnuts 5, Whitecaps 1.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class?
I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
It's Tyler Baum time from mid-Michigan. The right-hander out of UNC inherits a 5-1 Lugnuts lead over the West Michigan Whitecaps. On the top of the ninth for West Michigan, looking to stave off its first defeat of the year. We'll see 6, 7, and 8 in the order. Malgeri, Paulson, Bigby. It begins right-hander against right-hander, Ben Malgeri. Tyler Baum's first pitch. Malgeri takes ball one outside. Malgeri doubled to right center in the second inning, a line drive that he then hustled into two bases, but a couple of strikeouts since. 1-0, low and in. Baum's first appearance of the year, 1-2-3 with a strikeout, locking down the Lugnuts' victory at 4-1 on Saturday at Great Lakes. Baum throws. That's fought off the hands on a line foul into the tarp and then squibbing out. A member of the Lugnuts' pen will clear it. First baseman Bautista Jr. headed over and got called off. Count is 2-1. Baum drafted in the second round in 2019. Deals. Low. Ball three.
And another North Carolina Tar Heel.
Yes, sir. Well, you've got the UNC Tar Heels like Danny Cerretti and Tyler Baum, and then you've got the NC State Wolf Pack like Austin Murr and Johnny Butler. The pitch. High bouncer hit towards short. Muncy attacks. Grabs the short hop. Fires to first to get him. Outstanding.
Great play by Muncy. That short hop, high hopper we're talking about earlier. Attacks the short one. Gets that momentum going. And an easy throw when you're moving that quick towards first.
Especially when Baum had fallen behind in the count 3-1. But one batter and one away. And now Baum against Dylan Paulson, the first baseman. Low and away, ball one. Tomorrow we'll see Garrett Burhan for the Whitecaps against the Lugnuts' Mitch Myers. Ball one delivery. Strike called in the outside corner. And it's coming in there hot from Baum. Burhan has made one appearance already this year, working out of the pen, just to get him some innings, allowing two runs in two innings against Fort Wayne. Baum misses, ball two. But for Mitch Myers, he will be the last Lugnut to make his debut from that opening day roster. Well, really him and Serafino Brito. 2-1 pitch. Paulson smacks him in the air to deep center field. Caden Schenkel backs up. He nears the track, over his head, denting the wall. Paulson dashes for second base. The strong throw in, but Angeles is off the bag as he receives. And it's a double. A one-out double for Dylan Paulson. His second hit of the game.
Great hit, but what a throw in.
Yes, sir. Caden Trenkle out from at the warning track in dead center. The Lugnuts finished up the three-game series against Great Lakes, 28 innings pitched, and they allowed only two extra base hits. They came in the very last inning, while the Whitecaps just collected their fourth double of this game. Justice Bigby swings and misses, strike one. Here's the thing, though. You know how many of those doubles have scored?
How many?
Not one. You know how many of those doubles have knocked in a run?
How many?
Not one. 5-1 Lugnuts lead. Baum's pitch. Fastball. Outside corners, strike two called.
And I think for the Nuts, it's been about not allowing base runners in other ways. They haven't walked batters. They haven't hit batters. You've had to earn your way on.
Right-hander against right-hander. One out in the ninth. Baum looks at the runner. His pitch. Fastball is up. A ball and two strikes on Big B. Batting eighth, 1-for-3 with one of those doubles. Came against Hunter Breaux with two outs in the seventh. He crushed it off the right center field wall and was stranded. Here's Baum's pitch. Off speed breaks outside. Christian Fernandez started. 4 1/3 scoreless innings. 3 hits, 6 strikeouts. Kumar Nambiar, 1 2/3 scoreless. Hunter Breaux, 2 innings, 1 run. Baum for the ninth. Deals. Swing and a miss. He got him. And that is filthy. 2 outs in the ninth inning.
Anytime you see a batter's back leg invert with that front leg, it's never a good sign for the guy swinging the bat.
No, sir. So now the Whitecaps are down to their very last out. And it's Austin Murr, Johnny Butler's great friend. Murr batting left, first pitch. Off the outside corner. Not by much. Austin Murr drafted in the 6th round in 2021. Left-handed batter, right-hander delivers. Now misses inside. Paulson, the runner at second base. The center fielder, Caden Trenkel, is shading the left-handed hitting Murr to left center. Right center gap is wide open. 5-1, the Lugnuts are leading. Here it comes. Outside from Baum. 3 balls and no strikes. With the top of the order waiting on deck. And that means Soretti followed by Young and then Campos and Pacheco. A 3-0. High and outside for ball 4.
Some intimidating names if you are following the prospect lists at the top of this West Michigan order.
Yes, sir. Well, here's Danny Soretti. Soretti is 1-for-4 with a single and a run scored his last time. And Don Schultze is going to slow things down. The Lugnuts pitching coach on his way out to the hill. And with this, the lefty Jack Owen is warming. Just started. I mean, he just delivered his second warm-up pitch. He's not throwing off the bullpen mound yet. But you can understand, Don Schultze and the Lugnuts, they're looking at the exact same thing that you and I are looking at, Ben. And that is that there's potential trouble looming if the Whitecaps start to put some more base runners together.
Well, yeah, even just one more. If Soretti gets on, you've got the tying run at the plate and Jace Young and a guy with a lot of pop. And so that may be what the lefty's for. Try and warm him up quick and get him in to face Jace. Alternatively, Isaac Pacheco is just a couple hitters down the order. Another lefty.
Here we go. Switch hitting Soretti, batting left. First pitch, high from Baum. Ball 1. Baum last year, a big part of his story was his command and the questions. The deal. Strike called on the inside corner. Baum last season with the Stockton Ports. In 24 innings, 46 walks. That's why it was so encouraging for the folks with the Lugnuts and the A's to see the 1-2-3 ninth inning on Saturday. And there's a called strike 2 on the outside corner to Soretti. In this ninth inning, Malgeri grounded out to shortstop. Paulson doubled to center. Big B struck out swinging. Murr a walk. And now Baum readies the 1-2. One strike away from a 5-1 Lugnuts win. Here it comes. The breaking ball is lined over third. A base hit to left. The windmill for Paulson. He's around third. He comes in to score. The throw by Butler comes in toward third. An opposite field RBI single for Danny Soretti. And now the Whitecaps trail 5-2.
Great job. Two strike hitting. Just goes with the pitch. It's on the outer half of the plate. Pushes it the other way. Finds some green.
Yes, sir. Well, now with Murr at second and Soretti at first, it's Chase Young. And he is the potential game-tying run. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Oh, you know he knows it.
Oh, yeah.
Jace Young, the great home run hitter from Texas Tech. No balls, one strike. A left-handed batter. Time called. Requested by catcher Susak. The first rounder last year out of Arizona. So we've got some decorated guys all over the place. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Off speed away from Tyler Baum. For a second straight batter, West Michigan is down to its very last strike. Two on, two out. The pitch up high and away.
But that's what you want if you're Baum. You got to work out of the zone at least one or two pitches here. You got all four balls to work three balls to work with.
Owen still warming in the Lugnuts bullpen. Baum asked for Susak, go back through those signs. Go back through those signs twice. Now he agrees. Now he throws. Swing and a miss. He strikes out Young, and this ball game is over. West Michigan scores one on two hits and a walk. They strand two, and the Lugnuts remain unbeaten. Lugnuts 5, Whitecaps 2 in the opening game of 6. Well, the Lugnuts scored 2 runs in the very first inning, and as it was, the Whitecaps scored 2 in the entire game. Whitecaps score 1 in the 8th and 1 in the 9th, too little, too late. West Michigan's record is now 3-1. And the Lugnuts improved to 4-0.
The last remaining unbeaten team in the Midwest League East.
Yes, sir. Final totals, 2 runs on 9 hits and 2 errors for the Whitecaps. 5 runs, 12 hits, and no errors for the Lugnuts. Clean baseball once again for the Whitecaps in defeat. Multi-hit games for Danny Ceretti and for Jace Young, who had singled and doubled, but then he struck out to end the game. Tyler Baum got him. And on the other side, the offense for the Lugnuts, a 4-hit game, Ben, for Caden Trinkel.
Yeah, great at-bats today. Got one off the hands to start that he poked out in the outfield. It didn't get down for a hit, but everything else was pulled or hit the opposite way with some authority. Good exit velos. In double, single, single, and then that infield single at the end where he's flashing that speed.
Tomorrow, really, dog days of summer. Beg your pardon.
Oh, I was just going to say, really important to the top of this order. That's where all the offensive production really came from for Lansing tonight.
Yes.
And the perfect guy to start it off for him.
So now we look ahead. We just complete the first game of 6. We've still got 5 more to go. 6.05 p.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. 1.05 p.m. on Sunday. Tomorrow night, Mitch Myers for the Nuts, Garrett Burhen for the Whitecaps. 6.05, remember, first pitch will be on the airwaves, 5.45 with the pregame show. On Thursday, Wilkel Hernandez gets the ball for the Caps against the Lugnuts, Uelvis Del Rosario. Then on Friday, Whitecaps lefty Carlos Pena hooks up with the Lugnuts right-hander Jacob Waters, followed by Saturday's matchup, couple of right-handers, Cater Montero for West Michigan, Blake Beers for Lansing. And then on Sunday, Jack Perkins gets the ball for his second start, coming off his 5 hitless innings against Great Lakes. And he'll take on today's starter for the Whitecaps, Jack O'Loughlin. Go to LansingLugnuts.com or call 517-485-4500. Get your tickets for this week and for all season long. Ben, thank you so much.
Thank you, Jesse.
For Ben Shockley, I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. We wish you well. Your final score once more, the Lugnuts 5, the Whitecaps 2. Have a terrific rest of your evening from Michigan State Capitol and Jackson Field.